Bulldog Football is on the air. KMIL 105.1 The Ranch presents Texas High School Playoff Football live from Alamo Stadium in San Antonio. The Thorndale Bulldogs face the Bracket Tigers. Bulldog Playoff Football is brought to you by Double B Mowing, the Thorndale Volunteer Fire Department, the Downtown Cafe in Thorndale, the Ulbrich Family, Thorndale Co-op Gin, Wolfel Automotive, Carroll's, Rockdale and Thorndale Federal Credit Union, by Apache Pass and the Apache Pass Ice House, BS Tire, Cowboy Reflections Mercantile, the Thorndale Athletic Booster Club, and by Gaddy's Pizza in Taylor. Now, live from San Antonio, here's Rob Reed and Bill Whitmire.
Well, good evening from San Antonio. Rob Reed and Buffalo Bill Whitmire from historic Alamo Stadium tonight, where the Thorndale Bulldogs meet the Bracket Tigers or the Bracketville Tigers, depending on what school of thought you come from right there. Bi-district playoff game here in Region 4 of Class 1A Division 1, and ideal weather tonight in San Antonio. Kind of a little chill in the air, but it is going to be perfect. It is dry, and a very historic stadium here at Alamo Stadium in San Antonio.
Historic.
Historic, exactly. So, in other words, it's been here a long time.
Spartan. Spartan is the word.
All right, and the word is, if you've ever been to a game at Alamo Stadium, the word is this facility will be torn down at the end of the year, and they will rebuild another stadium here on this site, which has taken apparently a long time for them to come up with that plan and get all of the things in the works to get it done. But that is the ultimate plan. Going to take them about a year to get the new facility built here in San Antonio at Alamo Stadium. But in this one, you've got the Thorndale Bulldogs, who were the runners-up out of District 13, 1A Division 1. And they finish behind the Weimar Wildcats, who have a bye week in the first round of the playoffs. Holland, the Holland Hornets, back in the postseason for the first time since 2001. And they're in action tonight against Ozona, who was the number two team out of the district from Bracket. And Mason was the winner out of that district. And, of course, former Thorndale coach Kate Burns, the head man for the Mason Punchers, who went 10-0. And they lie on the other side of the bracket in Region 4 here in Class 1A Division 1. For the Thorndale Bulldogs, Bill, it's been a story of injury a lot of the year. As we talked to Coach Brent Brevard earlier in the week, he said, you know, early in the season, we had things going, we were playing well, and then we started getting hit by injuries, and that continued to grow as the non-district schedule continued until they finally did get to open up. And then they lost a couple more kids in the Weimar game.
And it did hurt them. A lot of people figured that, you know, that Weimar-Thorndale game was going to be the game that decided the district championship. And I think at the time, if you would have told people that Weimar would have had the inside track on that game, a lot of people would have been surprised. This, talking to one of the coaches down in Schulenburg the other day that I know, and he told me, he said Thorndale may be possibly the best second-place district team into a small school. If they get everybody healthy, look out, because they could really sneak up on some people, and they could. But they got their work cut out for them tonight. Bracket's a pretty solid team also.
Well, and their only two losses obviously came to Mason, who went 10-0 out of that district, and then they also lost to Ozona. And they're a young football team. Sophomore tailback, who is really the standout for them, David Ortega, has rushed for more than 1,200 yards. And when you break down what they do, talking to Coach Brevard earlier in the week, he said, you know, they're a spread team, which is kind of unique in South Texas, but He said they're pretty balanced when it comes to what they do on the ground and through the air. Ortega has rushed for 1,200 yards, and they've got a young quarterback, Colton Stevenson, who's also a sophomore, and he's thrown for about 1,200 yards. So they have been a pretty balanced offense coming out of that. And, of course, when you start talking about running the football out of the spread, you start talking about the zone read, and that's the play that really your defense has to be ready to face. And, you know, last week the Bulldogs got a good look at that type of offense. And so it always helps when you're going up against the same kind of offense that you run, because your defense works against that.
That's
every
right.
day.
Every day in practice they get a chance to look at it and a chance to play against it. And that's going to be the story tonight, is how well they play against bracket spread. It's going to be a fun game, I'll tell you that.
That is going to be a fun game. The Bulldogs, of course, missed the playoffs for a couple of seasons as they were in Class 2A, Division II, and might have been in one of the toughest overall districts in 2A, Division II over the last 2 years when you factor in Lexington, who won a state championship and went to the region finals, or the semifinals last year. And then you had Rogers and you had Franklin in there who made deep runs in those seasons as well. So missing out, I mean, that was really a tough district for Thorndale to get thrown into, being one of the smallest 2A Division II schools in the state.
You put them in about, you know, probably two-thirds of the other districts in 2A small school the last 2 years, and they're in the playoffs. But like you said, when you're in a district with Rogers, Lexington, and Franklin, and you're at the size disadvantage that Thorndale was the last 2 years, frankly, to be playing for a playoff spot the last week of the season for them both of those 2 years was a pretty amazing feat. And like I said a little bit ago, you know, injuries have slowed them down a little bit in the middle of the season, but, you know, they were a team that was picked to finish pretty high in this 2A or this 1A big school division, and we'll just see where they are tonight, how they've been able to get players back and how they stack up tonight against the bracket.
Well, and, you know, that was one of the things that Coach Brevard and I got a chance to talk about this week on the phone. And he said, you know, look, we understand the tradition of Thorndale Bulldog football. I mean, when you take a look at athletics overall at Thorndale ISD, you're talking about seven state championships since 1989.
Yeah, when you go in that gym and you walk into that lobby of their gym and they have these big 4 foot by 8 foot pictures of all their state championship teams up on the wall. It's I don't care whether you went to Thorndale, you didn't go to Thorndale, you don't like Thorndale, or you like them. It's impressive. I mean, it is an impressive feat for a school to continue to maintain that level of success for so long in so many different programs.
We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and we'll continue with our pregame show here from Alamo Stadium in San Antonio. Oh, did I mention it's historic Alamo Stadium?
1940.
All right. In San Antonio, we're about 18 minutes away from kickoff. Two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with more on the pregame show. This is Thorndale Bulldog Playoff Football, KMIL 105.1 The Ranch.
Carol's in Thorndale, a fun place to shop for antiques, gifts, balloons, and so much more. Carol's also carries home decor, as well as Christmas items. So if you're looking for that perfect gift for the antique collector on your list, or looking to decorate your home for the holidays, stop by Carol's, 411 East Highway 79 in Thorndale, or call 512-269-9876. And for your convenience, Carol's is now open more days of the week during the holidays.
Kirk Becker of Double B Mowing Services wants to take care of the yard work so you can spend your time doing other things. Call Double B Mowing any time of the year at 512-430-0991. That's 512-430-0991. And Double B Mowing Services is backing the Thorndale Bulldogs as they mow down the competition and the football playoffs. Call Kirk at Double B Mowing Services at 512-430-0991.
At Apache Pass in downtown Texas, the Ice House is open Thursday through Sunday, serving up good old cooking and great times. There's always something cooking at Apache Pass. Check their event page at ApachePass.com. Apache Pass Ice House is not fast food. They're a pull-up-a-chair, sit-down, and get-ready-to-love-what-you're-about-to-eat kind of place. A we're-gonna-have-fun place. Apache Pass and Apache Pass Ice House, just 5 miles northeast of Thorndale on FM 908. ApachePass.com. And find them on Facebook, too.
Rockdale Federal Credit Union in Thorndale and Rockdale is proud of our Thorndale Bulldogs, Cameron Yeoman, Rockdale Tigers, and Buckholz Badgers, representing all of Milam County. From all of us at Rockdale Federal Credit Union, good luck and may God bless you in your travels during the playoffs. Go Bulldogs! And remember, our RFCU's Skip a Pay Loan Special through January of 2013. Call or come by for the details. Our RFCU's deposits are NCUA federally insured up to a minimum of $250,000 and is an equal housing lender.
Live from San Antonio tonight as we get ready for playoff football. Thorndale Bulldogs taking on the Brackett Tigers tonight from Alamo Stadium. And once again, a big thank you to all of the businesses and sponsors that are making the broadcast possible. I'll tell you what, Kirk Becker of Double B Mowing was a tremendous help in He kind of put together the charge and helped us out. And, of course, a big thank you to David Hall and Superintendent Craig Spinn as well. We appreciate all of the help that they were in helping us get the broadcast ready for the night tonight. And let's take a look at that Region 4 bracket out of Class 1A Division 1. And the winner of this game will move on to face LaVia, who was the winner of District 16 1A Division 1. And in the bracket ahead of that, that is where Mason is. Mason with the bye, and they'll play the winner of Three Rivers and Santa Maria. Understand a possible site, if Thorndale can get past bracket tonight, a possible site for Bulldog fans. Another long trip into South Texas, actually. Victoria, I've heard, is one site, and Beeville is another possible site. But first things first, the Thorndale Bulldogs have to take care of business here tonight against the Brackett Tigers. And we're going to tell you all of the things that you already know as far as the magnitude in this game. Mistakes become huge. Every little mistake, once you get to the playoffs, every little mistake kind of gets magnified. And when one team makes that mistake, the other team has to be able to capitalize. And so many times you can be sitting in the middle of that game and think, that could be the play that swings the ball game.
You also have to realize if you do make that oops, shake it off, get ready to play, because you still got a game to go. And it's so easy in these games, because it's not a series, it's one game. You make one mistake, you start fixating on it, and the next thing you know, that little snowball turns into a big, giant snowball, and it's rolling downhill faster than you could stop it.
Yeah, it can pick up speed pretty quickly. The Bulldogs will be the visitors tonight as we look across the way, and there's a pretty good this is a big stadium. It seats how many?
23,000. The new one in Allen seats 18,000.
I wondered about that. Yeah. So it is the biggest, as far as capacity goes of seating, the biggest high school stadium in the state. And we see a pretty good crowd on the other side from Thorndale that has made the trip down to San Antonio tonight. From here, it doesn't look that big.
No.
But we know Bulldogs travel well, and there's a great crowd of Thorndale faithful across the way here tonight for the Bulldogs. They will be the visitors, so they'll be in the maroon pants and white tops. Brackett dressed out in their home blacks tonight.
All black.
They will be wearing black shirts and black pants with black helmets as well. And again, when you break this ball game down and you start taking a look at what Brackett brings to the table, this is a young football team. Their leading rusher, David Ortega, is a sophomore. And quarterback Colton Stevenson, also a sophomore. Looking down the lineup and their roster, just 8 seniors on this football team. So when you take a look at that, and you take a look at senior leadership on the Thorndale side of the football field, you know, you take a look at a lot of that offensive line for the Bulldogs, and we all know that's where it starts, down there in the trenches. A lot of senior leadership for the Bulldogs tonight, hoping that that will take its toll as we get a little bit closer to game time here tonight in San Antonio. 2 minute timeout, and we'll be back with more of the pregame show. This is Thorndale Bulldog Playoff Football on the Ranch.
Cafe in Thorndale will be open Thanksgiving Day. Join them from 11 to 4 with a Thanksgiving buffet of turkey and cornbread dressing, carved ham and roast beef, grilled salmon, and of course cheese enchiladas and chicken fried steak with lots of fresh vegetables. And save room for delicious homemade pies for dessert and a chocolate fountain too. All you can eat buffet, $14.79, and children, $6.95. Call now to make your reservations for Thanksgiving at the Downtown Cafe, 512-898-4116.
Leroy and Charlene Olbrick would like to congratulate all of the Thorndale High School football players and coaching staff for a great district football season. The Olbricks are proud supporters of the Thorndale ISD athletics and academics programs. If you are a former student of Thorndale ISD, look for Charlene's newsletter each week under the ex-student tab on the Thorndale ISD webpage at thorndale.txed.net. Good luck, Bulldogs, in the playoffs. From Leroy and Charlene Olbrick.
Handbuilt in Texas by Texans. Cowboy Reflections Mercantile prides themselves in being one of the only true manufacturers of rustic Western furniture and accessories for your home. They also carry mattresses and a huge variety of gift items, and they're right here in Central Texas. If you love handmade, quality rustic furniture, visit their showroom at 304 West Highway 79 in Thorndale, or find them on Facebook. Cowboy Reflections Mercantile welcomes custom orders too. And they now offer layaway. Cowboy Reflections Mercantile. If you can dream it, they can build it.
Gaddy's Pizza and Taylor is all about fresh. Always fresh dough made every morning, not frozen. Fresh fixins, too. When you order online at gaddyspizza.com, your orders are ready in 15 minutes. Plus, their famous buffet is served hot and fresh every day from 11 till 9. And don't forget, they serve up fresh pizzas in Thorndale Monday and Thursday nights in the Gaddy Wagon. Gaddy's Pizza, 202 West Lake Drive in Taylor. Call 365-2222. Mike and Ann, Glenn, and the gang at Gaddy's say go Bulldogs.
Thorndale Bulldog playoff football tonight on the Ranch from San Antonio. Rob Reed along with Buffalo Bill Whitmire as the playoff season is here. And just love that feeling, that time of year. Speaking of Thorndale area, and I know we've got several Taylor sponsors that are helping the broadcast tonight as well. Congratulations to the Ducks.
Quack attack, baby.
Absolutely. The Ducks winners last night over the La Vega Pirates. And a lot of people looked at that ball game and thought that might be a runaway for the Waco La Vega Pirates. But the Ducks, who played Wimberley a year ago so tough into overtime, were able to come away with that win as they posted a 17-14 win last night in the first round of the Division I Class 3A playoffs. So congratulations to the Ducks. Elsewhere around Central Texas tonight, of course, the Thorndale Bulldogs in action here in San Antonio against Brackett. Holland Hornets playing Ozona tonight. And the Rockdale Tigers in action tonight up in Killeen at Leo Buckley against the Lorena Leopards. And when you take a look at those two districts, 18-3A, which, you know, obviously had Navasota. A lot of people knew they were going to be stout and make a lot of noise. But the other two teams that came out of that district, a lot of people wondered how they would fare against a very good 17-3A.
Yeah.
So China Spring is gone. Navasota took care of them last night. Taylor takes care of La Vega. Rockdale has Lorena tonight in Killeen.
And Rockdale's playing a lot better than they have been. They've got, you know, Ethan Brinkley's back. He's healthy. He showed he was back in form last week when they played Caldwell. And it's just a matter of if they can, you know, not make any mistakes and stay in that game till the fourth quarter and have a chance to win. That's what Rockdale's going to have to do. But Lorena has the firepower to jump out and rip one on Rockdale. But Rockdale's got to stay close and play mistake-free to get to that fourth quarter and have a chance to win that game.
All right, both teams making their way onto the field as the Brackett Tigers have made their way out, and the Thorndale Bulldogs getting ready to break through as well. As we mentioned, the Dogs wearing the maroon pants and white shirts, and Brackett is in all black with white letters and gold trim. No keys to the game tonight. Bill, for the Thorndale Bulldogs, what do they got to do?
Got to contain that spread offense that Brackett's going to use. They got to keep Ortega down to, you know, if they can keep him under 100 yards, keep Stevenson from passing the ball on him, and then establish their game and play their game on the offensive side of the ball, I think they'll be fine. But that's the trick. You got to stop Ortega. And then if you stop Ortega, then Stevenson turns around and starts passing the ball on you. So you got to play real – the thing on the spread is you have to play real disciplined defense. You got to play your position, play your hole, stay where your man is, and not get sucked in, because it's going to be a misdirection-style offense. And like you said, they see it all the time in practice. Now it's just a matter of executing it in a game atmosphere.
All right, about 5 minutes away from kickoff here tonight. In San Antonio, as both teams getting set to send their captains out as we get ready for football. For the Bulldogs, Price Miller will be one of the captains, along with Fabian Gomez, who will play a big role in the middle defensively tonight for the Bulldogs. And it looks like Keon Mays, another one of the captains. Testing my eyesight.
Another one's turned sideways. Now he's got his number blocked. I believe that is Heath Vasquez, though.
All right. Tigers get set to send their captains out. Cesar Castillo is one of those captains, along with Daniel Falcone, and he's a heck of a linebacker. Charlie Resendez, and it's Jonathan Quiros is the other captain, as both teams meet here at midfield for the coin toss. Not a lot of wind to speak of, as the flags on the north end of the stadium are pretty much limp here at Alamo Stadium. And temperatures, just enough. You need a little jacket if you're outside.
If you're up here at the press box level and you're standing outside, you need a coat. But if you're down on the field level, it's actually a pretty good night for football.
All right, and the coin toss here at midfield.
And the turf here is AstroTurf. Not
the old AstroTurf,
yeah,
right?
The old fall down and have a rash for a month AstroTurf.
All right, looks like the Tigers have won the toss, and they've elected to receive the opening kickoff here tonight. As we are ready to go, Class 1A Division I. By district, Region 4 football action tonight from San Antonio.
And that's the question in the playoffs, Rob. You know, especially when it's your first game, first playoff game in a few years. You win the toss. Do you want that ball right off the bat, or do you want to go ahead and do it like you know Coach used to always tell us to do? We'll go ahead and take the ball in the second half.
Right.
Give it to them now. You know, that's the question these coaches have to deal with in a playoff game like this.
There's the national anthem now. Alamo Stadium, which housed homes with the WFL, right?
The World League of American Football,
right.
The World Football League, the USFL, the CFL, Canadian Football League.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Canadian here for a season. San Antonio Riders, they played here for a season, then they played at Southwest Texas for a season.
All right, we are ready for kickoff as the Bracket Tigers will get the football first. And back deep to return for them is Charlie Resendez, a senior running back. And also back deep will be Paul Resendez as the Bulldogs get set to kick it off here. I believe that is Colton Austin that will be doing the kickoff chores for the Bulldogs, who Bracket will go from right to left here on the radio in the first half as the Bulldogs line up to get the kickoff. And the kick is going to be deep, and this will be Resendez, who drops it at the 15, picks it up and runs right out to the 20, across the 20, now the 25, and up to about the 27-yard line where he goes down there. So we are underway here tonight from San Antonio. As they spot the ball out at the Bracket 27-yard line, and the Tigers will send two men wide right as they line up in a pistol-look formation. And they'll send one man in motion to the near side. And now there are flags. Look like two men in motion on the first play of the game. And that's not what you want to see if you're the head coach of the Bracket Tigers.
Now the quarterback made a little jump expecting that ball. And the center just, he wasn't ready to snap it yet. You know.
So first and 15, and here's a snap, and out of the pistol, it's a run play, and Ortega gets the handoff and falls down in the backfield. And again, that may have something to do with this AstroTurf here at Alamo Stadium, but that's a big loss on the play. And all of a sudden, the Tigers are facing a second and 21 from their own 17-yard line. Five-yard loss, and now Coach Richardson from Bracket wants a timeout. Certainly not the way that the Tigers had envisioned this ball game starting tonight.
Don, he's a big guy, and there's a whole lot of not happiness going on right there at the 20-yard line.
Take a 30-second timeout with them. No score. 11:28 remaining here in the first quarter. This is Bulldog Playoff Football on the Ranch.
The Thorndale Athletic Booster Club is proud to be a sponsor of Thorndale Playoff Football here on the ranch. The Thorndale Boosters are proud of the Bulldogs both on and off the field. Thorndale Boosters have been there, backing the Bulldogs to 7 state championships in football, basketball, and baseball. The winning tradition continues in Thorndale, and the Boosters are there, cheering your success. Good luck from all of the members of the Thorndale Athletic Booster Club. Keep up with the Boosters at ThorndaleTXED.net.
Second down and 21 after the timeout. Here's a low snap and now a handoff, and the ball gets loose in the pile, and it looks like the Bulldogs have recovered. They have.
Yeah. Quiroz made that handoff to Ortega, and Ortega never got a clean grab on the ball and was still bobbling it when he ran through the line there. And
well, it was a low snap.
Yeah.
And the Bulldogs will have it deep in Bracket territory, down at the 17-yard line. Here's a quick handoff, and this is Brooks running off right tackle, and he'll pick up a couple down to the 15-yard line. And the Bulldogs looking to cash in after that big turnover here early after a timeout. So call it second down from the 15-yard line. Two backs in the backfield out of the gun. Schaefer drops back and lobs one on a fade to the end zone as that ball is overthrown, looking for Keon Mays, the 155-pound senior. That ball a little bit overthrown into the end zone, and that's going to set up a third down and about eight from the Bracket 15-yard line.
And there's that old-style, you know, you're talking about the turf a minute ago, but there's also that old-style crown that came with this AstroTurf like
right.
That, and they're having to deal with that also.
Big third down for the Bulldogs. Out of the gun, Schaefer throws a slant, left side, ball caught down at the 10-yard line, and they're going to spot him at around the 9 on the pass and catch there.
That's Colton Austin on that catch.
So Austin with the catch. They spot it just inside the 10-yard line, so it's fourth down. And the Dogs are going to go for it. Under center this time. Schaefer tosses right side. Running to the near side. The 10. And bang down. That's Brooks on the carry. Very close to a first down. And we'll see, I think. It may be a little bit short.
It's going to be close.
Well, they're going to bring the chains out. They're going to spot that ball right on the 7-yard line on the toss sweep to Brooks.
Oh, and he got tackled.
Pretty good open field tackle out there.
Good open field tackle. That kind of caused him to go, just upended him. And when it did, it really brought the ball back. And it's a good mark. I thought they marked it real well from where he went down, but... Just good open field tackle on that, and I think he is.
He got just enough.
Golly.
As they stretch the chains, he didn't pick it up by much, but he did get it.
I think I don't even think the white line got across the chain there. I think it was just the nose of the ball.
So a first and goal now for the Bulldogs. A big fourth down conversion on that drive. And now two backs in the backfield out of the shotgun as Schaefer looks over the defense. They'll wind the clock, take the snap, hand it off up the middle. And now breaking to the right side and into the end zone for a Bulldog touchdown is Colton Austin, the sophomore, and Thorndale's on the board. So Thorndale cashes in on the early turnover here in the first quarter with 10:15 remaining in the first. A big fourth down run by Brooks, and then Austin with the 7-yard touchdown. Snap is down, the extra point is up, and there are flags down. So we will see what the call is. And it looks like it's going to be an offsides call against Brackett. Decline the penalty. The PAT is good. And the Thorndale Bulldogs lead it in the early going, 7-0. 10:15 remaining in the first quarter, 30-second break, and we are back here on the ranch.
The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company serves all of Milam and surrounding counties with quality ginning services and products, as well as seed. The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company also carries grease and oil products, as well as on- and off-road diesel and gas, and is an authorized Fuelman location site. The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company is located on U.S. Highway 79 in Thorndale. The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company, a proud supporter of Thorndale Bulldog athletics and academics.
Five-play drive that covers 17 yards after a fumble by Brackett on their opening possession. And the Bulldogs cash in. Colton Austin with a 7-yard touchdown run. And Thorndale leads it 7-0, 10:15 remaining here in the first quarter as Austin gets ready to kick it away to the Brackett Tigers. And the kick is away. And it will be fielded by Resendez. Dropped it again at the 10, up to the 15, 20, 25. And right up to about the 27 again, a big hit at that point of contact at the 27-yard line.
And he did drop the ball, but it looks like he came right back down on top of it.
That is Gabriel Salinas actually doing the kickoff duties for the Bulldogs.
He's kicked it in the air. This is not a hit and bounce and roll, but in the air, 45 and 50-yard kicks. It's a pretty good deal there, huh?
So a penalty at the end of that play will actually start this drive back at the 17-yard line. And the Brackett Tigers have shot themselves in the foot on almost every play here in the first quarter as they line up out of the pistol shotgun look. And here is a handoff from Stevenson to Ortega, trying to stretch it out to the right side, and he's going to go down for virtually no gain. Troy Gomez, the junior defensive back, coming up and making the stop there. They might give him a yard, and that is about all. Stretching that play out to the right side, it'll be second down and 9. Running no huddle. twin receivers to both sides of the field. Stevenson's going to throw over the middle, and that ball is knocked down. Nice deflection by Keon Mays over the middle.
And this is one of those where, you know, we've talked about beforehand making mistakes and how important they are. And so far, Brackett just is having trouble.
Third and nine, Stevenson back to pass. Looking to the near side, has a man at the 25, up across the 30. And that is Cesar Castillo with the grab. And he's going to pick up the first Brackett first down of the night on a big third down conversion play here by the Tigers. First and 10, spot the ball out at the 32-yard line. As once again, Stevenson looks to the sideline for the play. Out of the pistol. Drops back. Now scrambles to the right, being pressured, and he'll be slung down to the ground by Fabian Gomez, the big man in the middle, making the sack.
And that, the size difference between those two. Quero's is not a very big quarterback, and good Lord, he looks like a midget out there compared to all those linemen.
Out of the shotgun again, Quero's back to pass, pressured and sacked again. Back at the 20-yard line this time. And once again, Gomez in on the hit. And it was Darius Brooks, sophomore defensive end, coming up to make a hit as well. And a big loss as now Brackett faces a third down and a mile. Call it third and 21 from their own 21-yard line. Out of the gun, Quero's. Back scrambling, coming to the near side, pressured again. Now he backtracks even further back to the 9, launches the ball in the air, and a scramble for it. It's going to be caught by the Tigers.
Are they going to call it incomplete?
Incomplete. And that brings up a fourth down.
It's really the defensive back had a hold of it also, and they came down, and when they hit the ground, it just fell out. I tell you, they're trying to run this speed offense, you know, no-huddle speed offense, and I think Brackett's going to have to slow it down and get into a huddle and take a little bit more time to get themselves set up because they're really not set up right now, and they're just beating themselves. Of course, Thorndale's not helping them.
They're having a whole lot to do with it right now. Bulldogs have something to say about that, the way they have played here in the first few plays as a defense. Fourth down and a punt. On the way, this ball is a low kick that takes a bounce, takes a Tiger roll inside the Thorndale 40-yard line down at the 38. So an effective punt by the Brackett Tigers right here.
Well, that's what we said. You know, Thorndale needed to come out. It's one of the keys to the game for them was they needed to come out and really play their game. And I tell you, so far, they have. They've been able to run the ball effectively. They played good defense. They've given up one play of more than 10 yards on defense, and they've had one incomplete pass, but everything else they've done on offense has worked, and everything they've done on defense has worked so far.
First and 10 for the Bulldogs as they start at their own 37-yard line. Riley Schaefer drops back, looking left. Now he's being pressured on a blitz, and he will run out of bounds, and that's going to be a big loss. Looked like Riley was trying to get rid of that football and just got ran out of bounds before he could do that. And that's going to be a big loss on the play of about 6 yards.
And I tell you what, he dropped that ball as he went out of bounds. And, man, that was dangerously close to a fumble.
Second down and long now after the loss. It'll be second and 15 as he will send two men out wide to the right side. Sam Stockton, along with Keon Mays, go right side. And here is a screen pass at the 30-yard line. This is Brooks, 35. Slips and goes down at the 40 on the catch and run. And again, you know, the turf monster jumping up there and getting Brooks on that play. Looked like he had first down yardage, possibly, to the near side.
Well, you make that cut on that turf like this, and it's not like the turf we have now where you have all those rubber pellets
right
in there, and it acts like, you know, a dirt field. This is just the old indoor-outdoor carpet that Grandma used to have in her back patio.
And both teams have kind of had some problems with it here in the early going. Third down play, Schaefer back to pass, looks over the middle. That ball is incomplete. down at the bracket 41-yard line. Colton Austin, the intended receiver. And the Bulldogs will have to punt here with 6:37 remaining in the first quarter.
With a third and seven, they kind of took a stab deep down the field. That was about a 20-yard pass, and it was a pretty good read going right down the middle. They didn't really have a deep man deep. Bracken didn't have a deep safety playing right there, but just couldn't connect on that one.
So the Bulldogs will punt it away, and the kick is away, and it's a good one. Takes a Bulldog roll down inside the 10-yard line, and it looked like the Tigers touched it at the 2-yard line, and now they're going to say no, it did not. And the Bulldogs are going to down it way down inside the 5 at about the 2-yard line.
A 61-yard punt there. I agree. It did look like, Salinas punted that ball, and it did look like it went down there, and the bracket return man touched it, but they gave it back to Brackett. The Thorndale faithful over there don't sound very happy about that.
I think they saw what we saw.
Yeah. If it didn't hit him, it did a remarkable job of looking like it did.
Thorndale leads at 7-0, 6:25 remaining in the first quarter. Brackett with a 1st and 10 at their own 3-yard line out of an I formation and a hit in the backfield. That should be a safety. Oh, they're going to give him forward progress just outside the goal line. That's a 3-yard loss. The Bulldogs almost had him 2 points.
You know, we talked earlier about one of the things Thorndale had to do was control Ortega. And so far, he's run the ball 3 times for -6 yards. Yeah, They've done a really good job so far of
it. He has not been a factor. Second down and long, 2nd down and 12. And the ball inside the bracket 1-yard line. I formation as they'll go under center. Here's a handoff and another play. This is another dive off the left side this time. And again, Ortega goes nowhere. No gain on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and long for Brackett down inside the 2-yard line.
And Brackett continuing to run the no huddle. And you would think, they've had 2 plays of positive yards out of 12 plays so far in this game. And you figure they would maybe huddle up.
3rd down and long. Call it 3rd down and 12 from the 2. And another toss around the right side. This time Ortega gets loose out across the 5 and to the 7. He'll be well short of a 1st down. For Yeoman fans listening in tonight, Aransas Pass leads it 7-6 down in Beeville over Marion. Already, Bill, only 2 minutes are off the clock. Both teams have already scored in that one.
Well, they're just getting busy.
They are getting busy. All right, the Tigers will punt from their own end zone. Thorndale should come out of this with good field position. Here is the snap, and the punt is away again. Another low kick that will take a Tiger roll out across the 40. Mays picks it up on the sideline, and they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at around the 32-yard line. So with 4:16 remaining here in the first quarter, Bulldogs are going to have it in really good field position. As for the second time tonight, they will start on the bracket side of the 50-yard line. From the bracket 32, here's Schaefer with the throw left side. That ball caught by Mays at the 30, gets inside the 25, and he's going to have 1st down yardage inside the 20-yard line. Picks up a 1st down on the swing pass out to Mays on the left. Bulldogs back in the red zone again, leading at 7-0. Late first quarter. As Schaefer will send Mays and Stockton to the right side. Twin receivers to the left as well. Schaefer back to pass. Throws over the middle. That ball in and out of the hands of Sam Stockton, who was in the end zone. And he was well covered, but a nice pass thrown there by Riley Schaefer. Comes up incomplete. It'll be 2nd down and 10 from the Brackett 18-yard line.
Yeah, Stockton had that ball, and Jonathan Pinellas for Brackett came right up behind him, hit him right as the ball got to him and knocked it out.
Out of the gun, flags fly at the onset as Austin gets the handoff on a zone replay, running to the near side, and he is slow to get up.
Yeah. So.
Now he pops up, and he will make a run to the sideline. Flags down here, and this may be going against the Bulldogs. No, it's an offside call.
Offsides.
Called against Brackett. So you take that penalty, don't you?
Yeah, you take that. That's their third penalty of the night already, and we're just a little past halfway in the first quarter.
That will make it a second down and 5 after the penalty on the Tigers, and they'll spot the ball down inside the 15 at the 14-yard line as the Bulldogs will send Jordan Haley wide left along with Jake Miller. And Stockton and Mays come right out of the shotgun. Brooks, the running back. Schaefer drops back to throw. Throws a deep fade into the end zone and just missed the fingertips of Sam Stockton.
And it wasn't by much.
Well, that's the second time tonight we've seen the Bulldogs go to that fade play in the end zone. And he missed it pretty good in the first try. That one a little bit closer, getting that touchdown maybe. Touchdown, not a touchdown.
Well, getting that passing touch.
Right,
down
that's
also
what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Third down and 5 for the Bulldogs. Ball at the 13 of the Tigers. Out of the gun again. Schaefer back to pass. Rolling right, throwing right. That ball caught in the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Sam Stockton in the front corner makes the grab, and the Bulldogs take a 13-0 lead here in the first quarter.
And you had to think they were going to get it there eventually. I mean, every time they got a little closer, a little closer, a little closer, and then bingo, bango, boy, on that last try, they got it in there. And Stockton really had to work that, too. He was supposed to come across the middle on the inside flat, and he turned around when he saw that Schaefer was getting.
Snap is down, the kick is up, and this one is good. Just did get it on the line drive, kicked there by Austin, and the Thorndale Bulldogs lead it 14-0, 3:28 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout. This is Bulldog Playoff Football on the Ranch.
Thorndale volunteer firemen are proud to stand behind this year's Thorndale Bulldog football team. The firemen know a thing or two about dedication and working together. That's why they're proud to sponsor Thorndale Bulldog playoff football here on the ranch. The Thorndale Fire Department is an all-volunteer organization. Their members are dedicated to the community and spend countless hours day and night helping with emergencies and public service activities. Good luck, Bulldogs, from all the members of the Thorndale Fire Department.
To nothing. Bulldogs lead it as they take the ball 32 yards in 4 plays and have a 14-0 lead here in the first quarter. Riley Schaefer hits Sam Stockton on a 13-yard touchdown pass to put the Dogs up and in command here in the early going. Salinas to kick it off for the Bulldogs, and this is a high kick fielded at the 15 by Resendez up across the 20, and then he is hammered down at around the 23-yard line. Big hit. Nick Getz in on the tackle for the Bulldogs.
And now if you're Brackett, you've got to get out here right here, and you've got to make something happen. You're already down 14 to a pretty good Thorndale team. I'll tell you, man, they look salty.
They do look salty.
And right now, Brackett is really shaking. They just look unsure of every step they're taking out there.
Well, penalties have been part of it. Poor field position and one turnover. Out of the shotgun, an option run, and down goes the quarterback, Quiros. And that's going to be a loss on that play.
That's that turf again. That's a turf monster. Yeah, a lot of the kids playing ball nowadays, they haven't played on this kind of turf, and especially coming from small 1A ball like this, and you almost have to wear the old Chuck Taylors on this stuff.
you know? Really do. Second down and long back at the 21-yard line, and here is another handoff, this time up the middle. Ortega running hard, breaks a couple of tackles, gets out across the 27 to the 29. About an 8-yard run there by Ortega, but it's going to be still third down and about 7 from the 28-yard line. As they go to the no huddle, checking the wristband for the play call. One man in motion to the near side, Ortega, the deep back out of the pistol. Now the man in motion slides right. Quinteros back to pass. Throws one up for grabs. Intercepted. Schaefer's got it at the 40. And inside the 35, he'll slide down out of bounds and around the 30-yard line.
And that's going to get... if you're the quarterback, you hate these. This is going to get counted against the quarterback. But in reality, Rivas had the ball for Brackett. Tipped it back behind, and that's when Schaefer's standing right there, right where you wanted. That wasn't
old
even
a tip drill.
It wasn't really a tip drill. It was almost the holy cow! Look what just came into my hands. Look what I got.
I thought that ball got tipped.
It did. Oh. It got tipped. It was just there was no real drill to it. If you drop that one,
you don't Bulldogs will start at the Brackett 31-yard line after the pick. Here is a handoff to Brooks, slides up a hole in the middle, down inside the 20, breaks a tackle, and he's down inside the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal for Thorndale.
27-yard run there by Brooks right up the middle. And if you're a Thorndale Bulldog tonight, everything's going your way.
Trying to keep that momentum going, and a timeout on the field called by Brackett, their second of the first half. 30-second timeout with them. Thorndale leads it 14-0, 1:55 to go in the first quarter.
It's the Christmas extravaganza sale at BS Tire Store in Thorndale. Beginning December 1st through the 24th, give yourself the gift of new tires, all sizes, all brands, all on sale. That's right, car, pickup, tractor, and ATV tires, all on sale. Stop by and visit with Richard, Harvey, and Dustin, and let them help with any questions you may have. BS Tire Store also offers a senior citizens discount. Don't miss the Christmas extravaganza tire sale at BS Tire Store on Highway 79 in Thorndale.
After the timeout, Thorndale Bulldogs have a first and goal, and they have it down at the Brackett 3-yard line after the 27-yard run by Brooks. They'll go under center, toss it right. Brooks hit in the backfield. Might have lost a yard on that play. Darius Brooks has had some big runs already here in the early going of this one. And for our Yo fans listening tonight, wanting to see if it's Aransas Pass or Marion, Aransas Pass leads that game 14-6 down in Beeville. 1:29 remaining in the first quarter here. Second and goal, Schaefer back to pass. Throws right side. Ball is caught in the end zone for a touchdown. There is a flag thrown, but this may be a pass interference against Resendez in the end zone, and we'll see. It is Keon Mays on the receiving end. That is pass interference, penalty declined. That'll be another Thorndale touchdown here in the first quarter.
And I tell you, he had Mays in the back of the end zone, but running right across the front, completely wide open, was Gabriel Salinas. And it's like he chose the harder receiver to throw to. But regardless, it's a touchdown. Still counts. Put it on the board.
Here is the extra point kick from Austin. It is good. And Thorndale leads it 21-0. 1:21 remaining in the first quarter. This is Thorndale Bulldog Playoff Football on the Ranch.
Thorndale and Rockdale is proud of our Thorndale Bulldogs, Cameron Yeoman, Rockdale Tigers, and Buckholz Badgers, representing all of Milam County. From all of us at Rockdale Federal Credit Union, good luck and may God bless you in your travels during the playoffs. Go Bulldogs! And remember, our FCU's skip a pay loan special through January of 2013. Call or come by for the details. Our FCU's deposits are NCUA federally insured up to a minimum of $250,000 and is an equal housing lender.
Keon Mays on the receiving end of that touchdown as Riley Schaefer has now hit two scores, and he's picked off a pass. Bulldogs go 31 yards in three plays and take a 21-0 lead here in the first quarter. The other touchdown, a Colton Austin run. The first score of the night, and the Bulldogs are up 21-0. As Salinas gets set to boot it away. And it's a low-line drive kick that is fielded on a hop and then dropped by Resendez. Quickly covered there by Jonathan Pinales. But that was almost disaster as Resendez went to field that ball on a hop. He fell down. The ball hit him in the hand and went backwards. Pinales was there to recover it.
That's the third time out of four kicks that he's not been able to handle the return like that. Put it on the ground.
And the Tigers start down inside their 20-yard line once again at their own 16. Here's a handoff up the middle. It goes nowhere. Maybe a yard on the carry by Ortega, and that Bulldog defense has been stout.
I tell you, they keep giving that ball to Ortega, and they keep running their guys in motion. You got to look for that jet sweep sooner or later, you would think.
Pistol formation again, second down and 9 from the 17-yard line. Ortega running right again. Running room this time out across the 20, the 25, and across the 30. He'll pick up a first down on that run. And they'll move the chains.
Some good blocking there downfield by Rivas and Castillo, the two wide receivers for Brackett. And that held up the Bulldogs over there and let Ortega get that run there.
First and 10 as they cross the 30 out at the 31. Again out of the pistol formation. Head off near side. Ortega's got running room, 35-40. He is quick out across the line there and picks up another Tiger first down on that run. So move the chains here late in the first quarter. Thorndale leading it 21-0.
They did a real good job of holding Ortega on the first two drives, but they've allowed him 25 yards in the last two plays.
Handed off on another zone read. He breaks a tackle at the 40 and works his way up to about the 45-yard line on what will be the final play of the first quarter. Thorndale Bulldogs leading the Brackett Tigers at the end of one. It is Thorndale 21, Brackett nothing. You're listening to Thorndale Bulldog football on the ranch.
Carol's in Thorndale, a fun place to shop for antiques, gifts, balloons, and so much more. Carol's also carries home decor, as well as Christmas items. So if you're looking for that perfect gift for the antique collector on your list, or looking to decorate your home for the holidays, stop by Carol's, 411 East Highway 79 in Thorndale, or call 512-269-9876. And for your convenience, Carol's is now open more days of the week during the holidays.
We go to the second quarter. Thorndale Bulldogs lead the Brackett Tigers here 21-0. And so far it has been all Bulldogs as they have forced two turnovers tonight, a fumble and an interception. We talked about how critical those are in the pregame show, Bill, and the other side of the coin is you got to be able to punch it in and cash in on those opportunities. And so far Thorndale has done that here in the early going.
Yeah, Brackett has not been able to stop the Thorndale offense, and Thorndale's offense until this drive Brackett hadn't been able to figure out a way to get anything over on Thorndale's defense. But
Tigers have it at their own 45-yard line, second down and 8. Here's a swing pass left side. Resendez catches it, and he will get out across the 45. That's pretty much no gain on that play. And it'll be third down. Bulldog defense has been big tonight. We mentioned a fumble recovery and also an interception in the first quarter. Pistol formation, Quinteros. And he'll keep it, running left side. No, that is actually Stevenson, I believe, in at quarterback on that play.
Yeah, Stevenson there.
And he does not pick up a first down. So a fourth down near midfield for Brackett. And we'll see. They're going to go for it. Fourth down play. Stevenson, the quarterback, out of the pistol formation. He'll drop back and look right. Throws right. Ball. Well, there's a flag down. The ball was incomplete. Coverage out there for the Bulldogs, Trey Gomez.
Revis made a good break on that ball coming inside to try to make that catch, but Turf Monster just slipped right there.
As a confer, and James Richardson, the Brackett coach, does not look happy. This may go against Brackett.
Yeah, I think they're going to get him for an illegal shift. Like that? That's a big term.
That is, yeah. That is good.
Sounds good. Yeah.
That is a call. The penalty declined, and that will be a turnover on downs. And the Bulldogs will get it here.
And Brackett was really moving the ball well until they stopped for the second quarter, and that gave Thorndale the chance to kind of calm everybody down and get back to playing tough defense like they did in the first quarter, the rest of the first quarter.
So Thorndale will take over in Brackett territory at the 48-yard line, and a deep pass, right side is caught. At the 15, down to the 10, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Thorndale Bulldogs. Colton Austin on the end of that one. His second score of the night. And just like that, the Bulldogs are on the board again.
And I'm going to tell you, Riley Schaefer got creamed when he threw that ball. I mean, he absolutely got leveled right when that ball left his hand, and he threw that ball right on the mark.
11:32 remaining here in the first half, and the extra point is going to be botched here as the Bulldogs have a hard time getting it as Jake Miller did not get a clean snap, and that one is botched. So it's a 27-0 ball game. Thorndale leads it, 11:32 to play in the first half. This is Thorndale Bulldog football on the ranch.
Wolfel Automotive on Highway 79 in Thorndale is the place to go for all your automotive needs. They offer a full line of parts and supplies featuring AC Delco as well as vehicle maintenance, service, and repair. Call 512-898-5383, 512-898-5383, and let Wolfel Automotive help you get your car or truck back out on the road. Wolfel Automotive is a proud supporter of the Thorndale Bulldogs.
Thorndale leading the Brackett Tigers here in San Antonio as the Bulldog defense makes a stop on fourth down, and they get it, and they go for the throat. Riley Schaefer tosses his third touchdown of the first half as he connects with Colton Austin. Austin's second touchdown of the night. And here is the kickoff, and this will be taken at the 23-yard line, up across the 25, the 30, and near the 35-yard line. As the Brackett Tigers have had the ball five times tonight and have picked up, what, three first downs here in the first half?
Who's that, Brackett?
Yeah.
Brackett does have three first downs, but here's an interesting fact for you.
I'm ready.
Thorndale only has four. That's what happens when you have good field position.
Well, we've got an injury timeout here on the field. So we'll take a 60-second break. 27-0. Thorndale leads it. We are back in 60 seconds on the ranch.
Thorndale volunteer firemen are proud to stand behind this year's Thorndale Bulldog football team. The firemen know a thing or two about dedication and working together. That's why they're proud to sponsor Thorndale Bulldog playoff football here on the ranch. The Thorndale Fire Department is an all-volunteer organization. Their members are dedicated to the community and spend countless hours day and night helping with emergencies and public service activities. Good luck, Bulldogs, from all the members of the Thorndale Fire Department.
At Apache Pass in downtown Texas, the Ice House is open Thursday through Sunday, serving up good old cooking and great times. There's always something cooking at Apache Pass. Check their event page at ApachePass.com. Apache Pass Ice House is not fast food. They're a pull up a chair, sit down, and get ready to love what you're about to eat kind of place. A we're gonna have fun place. Apache Pass and Apache Pass Ice House, just 5 miles northeast of Thorndale on FM 908. ApachePass.com. And find them on Facebook, too.
Back to play. The first play from the 35-yard line by the Brackett Tigers gets about 4 yards on a pass right side. So it is second down and 6 from the 39 of the Tigers. Out of the gun, back to pass. This is Stevenson, who throws one over the middle. That ball intended for Chris Cruz. And a nice deflection in the secondary by the Bulldogs.
I'm going to tell you something. He threw that ball, and Jordan Halfley was playing man-man coverage there. And he's real lucky because Halfley was right there, had that ball. Could have easily intercepted that one.
Third down, Stevenson back to pass again. Here comes pressure. Gomez all over, and the ball is stripped and loose. And down inside the 30-yard line, Bulldogs saying they have it. And they do. Another turnover. Second fumble loss tonight by the Brackett Tigers. And once again, it happens in the Brackett end of the field. Thorndale will have it in great field position.
And Coach Richardson for the Brackett Tigers is a bald gentleman. But if he wasn't before tonight, he would be right about now, because this will make you pull your hair out as coach.
After the fumble, Bulldogs have it at the Brackett 28-yard line, 10:38 remaining here in the second quarter. Out of the shotgun, Schaefer dropping back, looking left. Quick pass, and that ball is in and out of the hands of Jordan Halfley. And it will be second down and 10 from the 28. Third turnover of the first half by the Brackett Tigers. Bulldogs have cashed in on the first two, and they have it second and 10 at the 28 here. Hand off Brooks up the middle, gets inside the 25-yard line, down to the 24 on that run. Brooks had a big 27-yard run earlier, and he also had a big fourth down conversion run on the first scoring drive of the night.
By the nose of the ball.
Third down and 5 from the 24-yard line of the Tigers. Out of the shotgun again. Schaefer dropping back. Pressured. Escapes. Coming to the near side. Still alive. Throws it. Incomplete. Down around the 10-yard line. As it looked like Sean Biggin had broken open down there. But ball is thrown incomplete. Sets up a fourth down.
That was hard to tell where he was going, because Biggin was open in the end zone and just broken open. But Sam Stockton was standing at about the 10-yard line, wide open. And I'm not sure where he was going with that one.
That sets up a fourth down, kind of in four-down territory here for the Bulldogs. As they will send Mays and Stockton to the right side, out of the gun. Coming to the near side is Schaefer. Wants to throw. Now he backtracks and runs the other way. Far side of the field, lobs it down. That ball is caught down inside the 15. No, it's incomplete now at the 14-yard line, and that'll be a turnover on downs.
Yeah, Jake Miller had that ball for about a second, hit the ground with one foot, but before he could take another step and make a move, the ball was ripped out of his hands by the defender. It looked like that was number 15, Jonathan Pinellas, for the Tigers. And
so Brackett takes over at their own 23-yard line.
And they managed to stop the Bulldog offense.
That's
the
first
time
tonight. You are correct. No, there was one punt earlier by the Bulldogs. As Brackett starts at their own 23-yard line, here's a handoff right side, and not a whole lot there, as that is Ortega on the run once again. .9:48 remaining in the half. Thorndale leads it 27-0. Here is a handoff left side, Ortega, and down he goes back at the 25-yard line. And a big stop back there.
And, Robert, right now, all Brackett's doing is Ortega. Ortega has carried the ball 13 times, and the other team, the whole rest of the team has 10 plays. And if you're the Thorndale defensive coordinator, you're just pinning back your ears and going after it.
Third down and 8. Stevenson back to pass, throws right side, a screen pass, incomplete. And that is intended for Ortega, and Brackett is going to have to punt again. From deep in their end of the field, Thorndale leading it 27-0.
I mean, Brackett has not been able to get away from Thorndale's man-to-man coverage on defense in the pass game, and they're just watching Ortega. You know, they're putting 7, 8 guys in the box, guarding the receivers, and then just pinning back their ears and going after Ortega.
So the Tigers will have to punt, and the kick is away, and this one is going to be caught by Mays down around his ankles at his own 45-yard line, and Keon will run it back up to near midfield.
30-yard punt, 5-yard return by Mays. That will set up Thorndale first down and 10 at about midfield. So after a pretty good defensive stop by Brackett, Thorndale turns right back around and returns the favor. And now they'll take over, first down and 10 at midfield.
Bulldogs have it with two men wide left, two receivers to the right side, and Brooks the running back. Here's a man in motion. That's Mays on a jet sweep. He'll get it. Crosses the 50 into Brackett territory, down to about the 47-yard line on the first down run by Brooks. And the Dogs lead it 27-0, 8:27. Remaining here in the first half, three turnovers tonight by Brackett. So three Thorndale takeaways, two fumbles, and an interception. As Riley Schaefer will send twin receivers to the left side. Gabriel Salinas, the wideout on the left, three men to the right. Out of an empty backfield, ball tipped in the air on the pass by Schaefer, and it falls to the turf incomplete. And that will set up a third down here for the Bulldogs, who lead it 27-0. Answering a text, it is both Brackett and Brackettville. Third down and 8 for Thorndale at the Brackett 48-yard line. Twin receivers left, twins to the right. Brooks the running back with Schaefer out of the gun. Back to pass. Riley looking left. Now scrambles out of the pocket to the right. Throws one, and that ball is a catch. First down for the Bulldogs down at the 33-yard line.
Down to Colton Austin for a 16-yard gain and a first down. And I tell you, Rob, we haven't seen Thorndale play this year. But this Riley Schaefer, man, he's a cool customer.
Yes, he is.
He's had Brackett Tigers in his face just about every play.
Tosses left side. This is Brooks coming to the near side. Down inside the 30. Bangs down to the 25-yard line. And I'll tell you what else, Bill. Darius Brooks, pretty tough customer himself out of the backfield, just a sophomore. And he picks up about 8 yards on that carry.
Yeah, he's 6 carries for 44 yards so far early in this game. And he looks good. He's just getting right behind the blockers, waiting for the blockers to make the block, and then he picks the hole and goes.
Second down and 3 from the bracket 25-yard line. Here's a option read, hands it off to Brooks again, and he bangs his way down to the 20-yard line. That's going to be another Bulldog first down.
You know, so many young running backs like that will just take the first hole they have and run as hard as they can,
right,
and they get caught in that second level of defenders. And Brooks just takes his time, waits for the blocks to come to him, and then goes. And it's pretty impressive for a young running back.
First and 10 down at the Tiger 20-yard line, out of the gun again. Schaefer hands it off. Austin running right side, has a block. Down to the 15, down inside the 10. And that's going to be another Thorndale first down on the run by Colton Austin.
And if he doesn't slide there at about the 10-yard line and go down, I think he would have gone right on in the end zone there.
Thorndale band be playing a fight song.
Yeah.
First and goal from the 10-yard line as Schaefer sends two men wide left. And here is a toss. This is Brooks to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Thorndale Bulldogs. And the score there, once again, Darius Brooks on the run. 10-yard score. And Thorndale putting their foot down on the gas. Goes up 33-0. And once again, Austin on for the PAT. And the hold by Jake Miller. Snap is taken. Kick is up. And it is all good. Thorndale leads it 34-0, 6:36 remaining in the first half, 60-second timeout. This is Thorndale Bulldog playoff football on the ranch.
Kirk Becker of Double B Mowing Services wants to take care of the yard work so you can spend your time doing other things. Call Double B Mowing any time of the year at 512-430-0991. That's 512-430-0991. And Double B Mowing Services is backing the Thorndale Bulldogs as they mow down the competition and the football playoffs. Call Kirk at Double B Mowing Services at 512-430-0991.
34-0. Thorndale Bulldogs in control here in the first half as they go 7 plays on that drive that covers 50 yards. And they take a 34-0 lead, 10-yard run by Brooks. 6:36 remaining in the first half.
Man, but Thorndale offense has looked solid.
Thorndale defense has looked pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Bulldogs have been in control from the outset in this one tonight. As the Dogs get ready to kick it off, Gabriel Salinas, the senior, to kick it away for the Bulldogs. And this kick is away, and it's a kick that'll bounce at the 25, picked up and dropped at the 18, and now picked back up, running right side but losing ground inside the 20, back to the 16, and finally tossed out of bounds is Saul Talamantes, and a flag is down back and around the 33-yard line.
And you want to try to make something happen, especially when you're in a game like this and all this is happening. But, you know, if Talamantes just goes down where he got the ball, they got the ball at the 20-yard line. But he ran around, got taken out of bounds, and looks like they're going to get a...
Yeah, there's been an ejection. There was a personal foul on that kickoff return. And then a motion that one of the bracket Tigers had been ejected. As Stevenson will come back out to run the offense. And after the penalty, this is going to push the ball all the way back to the bracket 9-yard line. 6:25 remaining in the first half. 34-0, Thorndale. And here is a handoff again on a draw play as Ortega is hit and bounces off of the initial contact. And the forward progress are going to give him the 11-yard line, but Thorndale defense once again all over Mr. Ortega.
He is earning every yard he gets. He's had 14 carries tonight for 44 yards. And that's the hardest 44 yards I bet he's gotten all season.
5:55 remaining in the half. Second down and 8 from the bracket 11-yard line. Under center this time. Stevenson throws a quick slant out over the right side. Ball is caught out at the 21 and run up to the 25 after the catch there. That is Edgar De Leon with the catch. It'll be a first down for Brackett. And the Tigers get out of that deep hole where they started back at their own 9-yard line. 34-0, under a minute. 5:42 remaining. And out of the I formation again. Quick pass left side. And this time it is incomplete. Pass intended for Chris Cruz. Out on that left side. Be second down and 10. Story of the first half. 3 turnovers by Brackett. And the Thorndale Bulldogs, their side of the story. 3 touchdown passes by Riley Schaefer. Colton Austin and Darius Brooks with touchdown runs on the ground. Stevenson rolling out. Sprint out pass, left side, ball tipped in the air. And it's caught at the 45 across midfield, down inside the 30, the 20. And the Tigers are going to take it all the way the other way. That is Cruz. And that is going to be a 75-yard play.
The good news is 75-yard touchdown. The bad news, there's a little piece of laundry down there on the UIL logo.
It's against Thorndale. The touchdown is good. And the Tigers on a freak play. That ball was not intended for Chris Cruz. It was tipped in the air at about the 40. Went over the head of Riley Schaefer. And Cruz was downfield, caught it off the deflection, and ran it all the way in for a touchdown. And Brackett is on the board with 5:24 remaining here in the first half.
Well, the nice thing is, whether you meant it to happen or you didn't mean it to happen, it happened.
Touchdown's a touchdown.
That's right.
PAT to come. Snap is down. The kick is blocked. Gomez got a piece of that one. And then he makes the tackle as the kicker picked it up and tried to run with it. And all over that football was Fabian Gomez. PAT fails, and it stands a 34-6 Thorndale lead. 5:24 remaining in the half, 60-second timeout. This is Thorndale Bulldog playoff football.
Leroy and Charlene Olbrick would like to congratulate all of the Thorndale High School football players and coaching staff for a great district football season. The Olbricks are proud supporters of the Thorndale ISD athletics and academics programs. If you are a former student of Thorndale ISD, look for Charlene's newsletter each week under the ex-student tab on the Thorndale ISD webpage at thorndale.txed.net. Good luck, Bulldogs, in the playoffs. From Leroy and Charlene Olbrick.
Hand-built in Texas by Texans. Cowboy Reflections Mercantile prides themselves in being one of the only true manufacturers of rustic Western furniture and accessories for your home. They also carry mattresses and a huge variety of gift items, and they're right here in Central Texas. If you love handmade, quality rustic furniture, visit their showroom at 304 West Highway 79 in Thorndale, or find them on Facebook. Cowboy Reflections Mercantile welcomes custom orders, too. And they now offer layaway. Cowboy Reflections Mercantile. If you can dream it, they can build it.
New score with 5:24 remaining in the first half, 34-6, as Brackett gets a 75-yard touchdown pass. Colton Stevenson to Chris Cruz, and the PAT is blocked. 34-6, Thorndale leads it. 91-yard drive and 4 plays for the Brackett Tigers. And the Thorndale Bulldogs, well, there's another timeout on the field.
Yeah, Brackett called a timeout.
That is their final timeout of the first half. With 5:24 remaining here in San Antonio. First half been explosive for the Thorndale Bulldogs offensively and defensively tonight.
And the one score that Brackett had was pretty explosive. 75-yard pass off of a tip ball.
Yeah. That ball got tipped in the air, and I saw the ball initially go over Riley Schaefer's hands and looked up, and Chris Cruz was standing at around midfield and right into his hands.
Look at what I found.
Hey. So after the timeout, Tigers will kick it away. Three men standing back at the 10-yard line for the Bulldogs. And here is the kick. And this kick will bounce at the 20. Austin picked it up, fumbled it, picked it up again. And he'll be tagged down at the 18-yard line. That is where the Bulldogs will take over. By far their worst starting field position of the first half.
Yeah, we were talking at the break. That long pass finally gave Brackett some decent offensive yards. They now have 116 yards. Thorndale scored five times. They only have 183 yards total offense because all their starting field position has been excellent.
Yeah, been so good. Out of the gun, Schaefer's going to throw right side. Stockton's got it at the 15, and he'll get up to the 21. So about a three-yard pickup there to Sam Stockton.
Initial contact on Stockton was about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He still managed to buck out of a couple of tackles and pick up a couple of yards there.
So second down and eight after the 2 yard pickup for the Bulldogs at their own 21-yard line. As Schaefer will send two receivers to the near side, one man to the right. And here's a throw. Ball tipped in the air by Austin. And then it falls incomplete at the 20-yard line as Colton Austin tipped that ball, then almost caught it and lost it again. It goes to the turf. That ball almost intercepted.
I mean, he tipped it once, tipped it twice, and then I believe that was Ortega who tipped it for a bracket before it finally hit the ground.
Third down and eight now for the Dogs. They have it at their own 21-yard line, 4:36 remaining in the first half. Bulldogs went on a 34-0 run to start this game. And now a penalty flag, which may be the first of the night on Thorndale.
It is the first of the night.
The false start will back it up 5 yards. That's pretty good, Bill. You don't get a flag until 4:36.
That's right.
Remaining in the first half. Out of the gun, third down and long. Schaefer, screen pass Austin, 15, 20, cuts inside, breaks the tackle across the 25, and will finally go down. Forward progress out around the 27-yard line. It's going to be just short of a first down, though, by about a yard.
And if he cuts that to the outside there with the block that he had, I don't think he's going to get a touchdown there because he had a couple of Tigers farther downfield, but I think he would have picked up that first down fairly easy.
Well, he's going to be short by more than a yard. It'll actually be a fourth and a long two as the Bulldogs will have to punt. And back deep to return is Easy Rivas. How's that for a name?
Can't make that up.
Here's the punt, a high kick by Salinas that will bounce at the Tiger 48 and take a Thorndale roll inside the 40, still rolling, down to around the 35-yard line. So with 3:30 remaining in the first half, Bulldogs forced to punt on a three and out here.
Salinas with the punt. No, that wasn't. Yeah. Yeah, Gabriel Salinas with a punt there for Thorndale. Two punts, 51-yard average. That's not bad.
No, you like that.
Yeah, if you're the coach, you like that. You flip the field.
So after they spot it, Brackett will have it at their own 34-yard line with 3:28 remaining in the first half. Stevenson will have two backs out of the shotgun. And he'll drop straight back, looking left side, throws over the middle. Cruz has it at the 45, running near side across midfield and into Thorndale territory, down to the Bulldog 49-yard line. Chris Cruz has done some damage here in the first half.
Yeah, he's looking like an NFL Cruz right now.
Out of the gun again. Here's a handoff to Ortega coming near side. Breaks a tackle across the 40. Down inside the 35 to the 32-yard line. And another first down run for Ortega, the sophomore running back.
And what that does, you've got the long pass to Cruz. Then you have a second long pass for 16 yards to Cruz. And what that does is that loosens up that box for Thorndale's got to break out and play some defensive back coverage. And that opens up things for Ortega up front.
Big run by Ortega sets up a first down at the 31-yard line. And now a fumbled snap by Stevenson. And that will be a loss. They don't lose that fumble, but they do put it on the ground and will take a big loss on the play.
Yeah, loss of five there. That's the danger when you play that shotgun every play, is if the quarterback can't come up with it. That's about a five-yard loss.
Second down and 15. Stevenson back to pass again. Throws over the middle. This ball is intercepted at the 20-yard line. Back up across the 30. Far side of the field across the 40, the 45. And finally knocked out of bounds, Jake Miller, the sophomore, with a pick. That's the second interception of the night for the Bulldogs.
And, boy, he threw that ball up there, and it just hung forever.
Well, that was a pretty good drive for Brackett until that. And now the Thorndale Bulldogs will take over in pretty good field position at their own 48-yard line with 2:12 remaining in the first half. Schaefer with a look to the sideline. Bulldogs lead it 34-6. Schaefer with twin receivers to both sides of the field. He drops back looking left. Flushed. Throws one deep downfield. And the intended receiver, Jordan Halfley. There was contact downfield, but that ball way over the head of Halfley. Heck of an arm by Riley Schaefer on that throw.
Because I tell you, it's another time. Schaefer let that ball go, but he got drilled as he let it go. And I think Halfley turned around and saw that ball, thought that ball was coming a little shorter than what it did. He ended up trying to play defensive back there. And
second down and 10 now from the Bulldog 48-yard line. Twin receivers to both sides, handed off again to Brooks. And there is Brooks knocked down right after a gain of about a yard. And it's going to be third down and long for Thorndale. Bulldogs lead it 34-6 inside of 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Out of the shotgun once again. Schaefer sends two to the left, two to the right. Throws left. Ball caught. Halfley's got it down at around the 42-yard line. And going to be...
going to call it incomplete.
Well, now they're going to say it's incomplete.
Back judge came up and said, nope, use the ground to catch that ball.
So that brings up fourth down with a minute 29 remaining here in the first half. And the Bulldogs will have to punt. High snap, the kick is away. It's a high end-over-end kick. The Tigers fair catch it, and they'll start at their own 22-yard line.
And now if you're Brackett, you've got a minute 22 left. You know, your passing is working. Stevenson threw that interception that last but he really was trying to force it in. He had two receivers kind of in the flats on either side for about 10 yards, and that's where he should have gone with it.
28-21, by the way, in that Marion Ranz's pass game. 1:22 to go with a Bulldog lead 34-6. And a first and 10 here for Brackett. That ball is intercepted at the 30-yard line. Halfley's got it. Down inside the 15, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 14 on the far side of the field. Third interception of the game for the Bulldogs. Jordan Halfley gets this one.
And we just alluded to that. That's about, I don't know how many times that Stevenson and Curros have done that tonight, is you've got a guy open and they're still throwing to the over-covered receiver. And that's the second time tonight Halfley's had his hands on the ball.
Out of the shotgun, here's a handoff straight up the middle to Brooks, and Darius Brooks with a nice-looking run down to the 5-yard line, about a 9-yard run here.
You just can't give a good team like this, like Thorndale, this many chances.
Now on the 5-yard line, here is a handoff to Brooks again. And Darius Brooks with his second touchdown run of the half. And that is going to put the Thorndale Bulldogs up 40-6 with under a minute to go here in the first half.
And those are just, I mean, right now, Thorndale is really not doing anything. They're not disguising what they're doing.
No.
It's just, here's the ball, Brooks. Just run the ball right up the middle.
Here is the kick, and the PAT is good. And it is Thorndale 41, Brackett 6. 60-second timeout. Thorndale Bulldog football continues on the ranch.
Kansas Sale at BS Tire Store in Thorndale. Beginning December 1st through the 24th, give yourself the gift of new tires. All tires, all sizes, all brands, all on sale. That's right, car, pickup, tractor, and ATV tires all on sale. Stop by and visit with Richard, Harvey, and Dustin and let them help with any questions you may have. BS Tire Store also offers a senior citizens discount. Don't miss the Christmas Extravaganza Tire Sale at BS Tire Store on Highway 79 in Thorndale.
The Downtown Cafe in Thorndale will be open Thanksgiving Day. Join them from 11 to 4 with a Thanksgiving buffet of turkey and cornbread dressing, carved ham and roast beef, grilled salmon, and of course, cheese enchiladas and chicken fried steak with lots of fresh vegetables. And save room for delicious homemade pies for dessert and a chocolate fountain, too. All-you-can-eat buffet, $14.79, and children, $6.95. Call now to make your reservations for Thanksgiving at the Downtown Cafe, 512-898-4116.
Back to play, and the kickoff after the Darius Brooks touchdown run, fielded at the 20, up to the 25, and down goes Jonathan Pinellas. 41-6, Thorndale leads it after a two-play drive. Then went 5 yards following a Jordan Halfley interception. And so Brackett will start late here in the first half, 36 remaining. Tell you what, if you're the Tigers, you may just take a knee and go into the locker room right now.
Well, they got the ball back with 1:22. We said pass the ball in the flats, hit the open guy, try to get it downfield. They throw an interception. Halfley takes it back. Brooks takes it in for a touchdown, and now – I agree. You take that knee and just go in.
So here is Stevenson, the quarterback, and he's going to hand it off. This is Ortega coming to the near side, has a 25 and the 29 before he gets slammed down by Fabian Gomez on the play. And that may be the last play of the first half.
And Thorndale's done a really good job tonight of getting that open defensive back up there, getting that outside linebacker out there, stringing Ortega out to the sideline when they try to run these routes out around the side, and then letting the lineman come back around and get Ortega on the outside.
That will be the end of the half as the Thorndale Bulldogs lead the Brackett Tigers 41-6. Halftime here in San Antonio. We'll have some score updates coming up in just a couple of minutes back at the Ranch Studios with Dallas and Brett. And another game that we're kind of keeping an eye on, Marion and Port Aransas Pass. For Yeoman fans, keeping an eye on that game. Marion leads that game at halftime 28-21. 28-21 there at the half down in Beeville. Marion, Aransas Pass, the Cameron Yeoman await the winner of that game next week in Buda. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back and take a look at some of the first half numbers and some highlights in just a moment. This is Thorndale Bulldog Playoff Football on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch.
The Thorndale Athletic Booster Club is proud to be a sponsor of Thorndale Playoff Football here on the ranch. The Thorndale Boosters are proud of the Bulldogs both on and off the field. Thorndale Boosters have been there backing the Bulldogs to 7 state championships in football, basketball, and baseball. The winning tradition continues in Thorndale, and the Boosters are there, cheering your success. Good luck from all of the members of the Thorndale Athletic Booster Club. Keep up with the Boosters at ThorndaleTXED.net.
The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company serves all of Milam and surrounding counties with quality ginning services and products, as well as seed. The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company also carries grease and oil products, as well as on- and off-road diesel and gas, and is an authorized Fuelman location site. The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company is located on U.S. Highway 79 in Thorndale. The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company, a proud supporter of Thorndale Bulldog Athletics and Academics.
Gaddy's Pizza and Taylor is all about fresh. Always fresh dough made every morning, not frozen. Fresh fixins, too. When you order online at gaddyspizza.com, your orders are ready in 15 minutes. Plus, their famous buffet is served hot and fresh every day from 11 till 9. And don't forget, they serve up fresh pizzas in Thorndale Monday and Thursday nights in the Gaddy Wagon. Gaddy's Pizza, 202 West Lake Drive in Taylor. Call 365-2222. Mike and Ann, Glenn, and the gang at Gaddy's say go Bulldogs.
Wolfel Automotive on Highway 79 in Thorndale is the place to go for all your automotive needs. They offer a full line of parts and supplies featuring AC Delco as well as vehicle maintenance, service, and repair. Call 512-898-5383, 512-898-5383, and let Wolfel Automotive help you get your car or truck back out on the road. Wolfel Automotive is a proud supporter of the Thorndale Bulldogs.
Thorndale Bulldogs lead the Brackett Tigers here at the half as the Thorndale Marching Band is taking the field here at the half. Not sure how much of the band we'll be able to pick up with our microphones here in San Antonio, but boy, Bill Whitmire, the first half undoubtedly belongs to the Thorndale Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's Brackett had one 75-yard pass. Otherwise, they've got 147 yards total offense, and
wow,
that includes, you know, that one pass was half their offense. Thorndale doesn't look like they have that much more. They only have 211 yards on 35 plays. However, they've only had two drives tonight that started on their side of the field. The other six started on Brackett's side of the field. And that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, their scoring drives, their longest scoring drives, it wasn't even a drive. It was one play. It was
yeah,
a pass, a 48-yard pass. All their other drives have been inside the Brackett 32-yard line that went for touchdowns. We talked about in the pregame, mistakes this time of year. And you have four turnovers and a half, five turnovers. And, you know, Super Bill Bradley always said, turnovers, two you're in, four you win. Thorndale's got five that they've got, and they've converted on those five.
And And they haven't turned the ball over.
And they have not turned the ball over. So
and they played smart. One penalty in the first half tonight as well. And the proof is in the pudding right up on the scoreboard here at Alamo Stadium. 41-6. Thorndale Bulldogs with the lead as we try to listen in to some of the Thorndale band's performance. And we're just not going to have a good enough microphone to pick that up. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the first half numbers, Bill.
Okay. On the numbers, points, obviously, Brackett is behind right now 41-6. First downs, Thorndale has 6, Brackett has 4. Rushing, Thorndale 15 for 89 yards, 3 touchdowns. Brackett 23 for 32. But of the 23, 19 went to Ortega, their big hoss running back, and the other ones are quarterback sacks, fumbles, plays that have happened behind the line of scrimmage by the quarterbacks. Passing, Thorndale 9 of 20 for 122 yards and 3 touchdowns by Riley Schaefer. And for Brackett, between the two quarterbacks, Quiros and Stevenson, they are 5 for 14, 115 yards, and 2 interceptions. And like we said, you know, takeaways is the huge, huge deal. Two things that Brackett has done that Thorndale has not. The turnovers, Brackett with 5, Thorndale with none right now. And then penalties. Thorndale's had 1 false start for 5 yards. Brackett's had 4 penalties that counted. One, the big personal foul on a kickoff return. And then they have another one that they had on a 4th down that Thorndale declined because it was an incomplete pass. If they'd have completed that, they would have had to come back there, too. So, you know, Thorndale has played a really good game so far, a good, clean game. And I think they've done pretty much everything they wanted to. But Brackett has done everything they can do to help Thorndale along the way.
41-6 is our score here at the half. And let's take a look at some of the highlights here as we recap that first half of play. As Thorndale, we mentioned the 5 takeaways that the Thorndale defense has, and they got the first one of those on just the second play of the game from scrimmage for Brackett as they fumbled the ball away on the second play from scrimmage. And 5 plays later, the Thorndale Bulldogs took an early lead. There was a big 4th down conversion on that drive. Darius Brooks just picked up a 1st down by the nose of the ball, and then Colton Austin would run in from 7 yards out on this play. They'll wind the clock, take the snap, hand it off up the middle, and now breaking to the right side and into the end zone for a Bulldog touchdown. That was Colton Austin on that touchdown run, 70 yards out. And then Brackett would come back out, have to start at their own 2-yard line. That drive would end in a punt. Thorndale was forced to go 3 and out on their next possession. But the defense for Thorndale was really swarming in that first half. They forced Brackett to go 3 and out again on their next possession. And then the Bulldogs go 32 yards on 4 plays, and it ended on this touchdown pass, Schaefer to Stockton. Schaefer back to pass, rolling right, throwing right, that ball caught in the end zone, touchdown Bulldogs. Sam Stockton on the touchdown grab, that was Schaefer's first TD pass, the first of 3. He would come back and pick off a pass with 2:04 remaining in the first quarter, and the Bulldogs would strike right back as they would go 31 yards after the Schaefer interception. 27-yard run by Darius Brooks, then a 3-yard touchdown pass. Schaefer this time hits Keon Mays in the back of the end zone, and Thorndale leads it 21-0. Bulldog defense would force Brackett to turn the ball over on downs at around midfield on the next possession, and the Thorndale Bulldogs went for the throat after that fine defensive play. 48-yard pass as Schaefer hits Austin for a 48-yarder. The PAT was muffed, and Thorndale would lead it 27-0. Another fumble by the Brackett Tigers on the 3rd play following that touchdown. Bulldogs get it back, but turn it over on downs. Then with 6:36 remaining, Darius Brooks goes in from 10 yards out on a 50-yard drive, and that would make it 34-0 after the PAT. Brackett did get on the board with 5:24 remaining in the first half on this 75-yard touchdown play. Rolling out, sprint out pass, left side, ball tipped in the air, and it's caught at the 45, across midfield, down inside the 30, the 20, and the Tigers are going to take it all the way the other way. That was Chris Cruz on the touchdown catch there as that ball was tipped in the air. He caught it at the 45 and raced 55 yards downfield. A couple of interceptions then would follow as the Bulldogs would be forced to punt on their next possession. Jake Miller picked off a Colt Stevenson pass, and then Jordan Halfley did the same thing, and the Bulldogs would get in the end zone one more time, a 5-yard run by Darius Brooks. 41-6 is our score here at the half. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll come back. Dallas and Brett will get us caught up on some scores. Our score at the half here in San Antonio, it is Thorndale 41, Brackett 6.
Carol's in Thorndale, a fun place to shop for antiques, gifts, balloons, and so much more. Carol's also carries home decor, as well as Christmas items. So if you're looking for that perfect gift for the antique collector on your list, or looking to decorate your home for the holidays, stop by Carol's, 411 East Highway 79 in Thorndale, or call 512-269-9876. And for your convenience, Carol's is now open more days of the week during the holidays.
Kirk Becker of Double B Mowing Services wants to take care of the yard work so you can spend your time doing other things. Call Double B Mowing any time of the year at 512-430-0991. That's 512-430-0991. And Double B Mowing Services is backing the Thorndale Bulldogs as they mow down the competition and the football playoffs. Call Kirk at Double B Mowing Services at 512-430-0991.
At Apache Pass in downtown Texas, the Ice House is open Thursday through Sunday, serving up good old cooking and great times. There's always something cooking at Apache Pass. Check their event page at ApachePass.com. Apache Pass Ice House is not fast food. They're a pull up a chair, sit down, and get ready to love what you're about to eat kind of place. A we're gonna have fun place. Apache Pass and Apache Pass Ice House, just 5 miles northeast of Thorndale on FM 908. ApachePass.com. And find them on Facebook, too.
Rockdale Federal Credit Union in Thorndale and Rockdale is proud of our Thorndale Bulldogs, Cameron Yeoman, Rockdale Tigers, and Buckholz Badgers. Representing all of Milam County, from all of us at Rockdale Federal Credit Union, good luck and may God bless you in your travels during the playoffs. Go Bulldogs! And remember, our RFCU's Skip a Pay Loan Special through January of 2013. Call or come by for the details. Our RFCU's deposits are NCUA federally insured up to a minimum of $250,000 and is an equal housing lender.
He needed 11,232 career rushing yards. That was the old record set by Kenneth Hall. He ran for 482 yards tonight in a 41-26 win, breaking Kenneth Hall's 50-plus year record.
Rushing record.
Wow. So there you are. That's the big news tonight. Let's get to some of our scores. We've already got one final for you tonight. Southlake Carroll has destroyed Arlington Martin. 65-7 was the final score there. Carroll will advance to play either Permian or El Paso Coronado. We also have a score for Midway and Midlothian. 14-all was the score I saw there. Moving to 3A, Dallas.
We'll start out with the big Thursday night game that drew a couple eyes, and that was Taylor slipping out a win over La Vega, 17-14. They will move on and play the winner of Carthage and Palestine. Carthage is up on that game, 23-6 at the half. In 3A Division I Region 4, the only score we have here is El Campo up on LaGrange, 35-7, and the winner of that one will play Bernie. The winner of Bernie and Somerset.
We already told you, well, obviously you're listening to the Thorndale game. That's the only score, though, I have in 1A Division 1 Region 4. Over in 1A Division 2 Region 3, Bremont is leading 33-0 over Evadale. Evadale came in as a 3-win team. I also have Runge over Granger, 8-0. And in a game played last night, Woodsboro pummeled Bartlett 50-20. So it'll be Woodsboro and Bruny next week.
A couple more 3A scores for you in 3A Division 2 Region 3, and that is Lorena and Rockdale. Rockdale surprising some people, 22-8 Tigers the score there. Fairfield up on center, 14-7. The winners of those games will play each other next week. West Orange Stark up on Cleveland in their annual bi-district playoff game, 41-0. West Orange Stark leading that one. They'll play the winner of Houston Cashmere and looks like West Columbia. Thursday night game, Navasota trouncing China Spring, 62-16. And Navasota will get the winner of Jasper and Grosbeck. Jasper leads this one 28-6 at the half. And Cold Spring up on Bridge City, 20-0.
On to our 2A scores in Division 1 Region 4, where the Yeomen sit. They are on a bye this week, but working on finding out who the opponent will be. Marion and Aransas Pass are playing tonight. Right now it's Marion by a touchdown, 28-21. On the other half of that bracket, it is Edna and Lago Vista, a Yeoman district foe, and right now it's Lago Vista by a point. 14-13, they lead the Edna Cowboys. Also in this bracket in Region 4, McGregor getting pummeled by Hempstead right now. 21-7, Hempstead leading in that one for the right to take on undefeated San Diego. And in Region 3, on the bottom half of that bracket, it's just one score for you, and that is White Oak leading Anahuac, 31-7.
In 2A Division 2 Region 3, is Garrison leading Paul Pewitt, 19-0. The winner of that game will get number 6-ranked Centerville, who had a bye this week. Banchetti up on Dillia, 14-6 score. The winner of that one will get East Bernard. Blanco and Danbury in a close one tonight. Blanco up on this one, 24-21. The winner will get Carnes City. I think that's all the updates we have here. We'll get you some more updates at about 10:30 for Friday night finals when this game wraps up. Back to you, Rob.
All right, here in San Antonio, Thorndale Bulldogs leading the Bracket Tigers 41-6. It has been all Thorndale here in the early going of this one, and the winner of this game will move on to take on La Vega next week. And that game, understand, talking to some of the Thorndale folks, either in Victoria or Beeville. I'm not sure what that depends on, and I'm not sure what date that would be, whether it would be the Friday or Saturday next week during Thanksgiving week. But as for right now, Thorndale Bulldogs can start to think about making preparations for next week as they are in command of this game 41-6. And some surprises around on some Central Texas playoff scores. Bill Whitmire, the Rockdale Tigers, leading the Lorena Leopards tonight up at Leo Buckley and Killeen, 22-8.
Yeah, I called that.
Yeah, I saw that. I remember that.
Yeah, I kind of felt good about Rockdale. I mean, you know, that district, it seemed like Navasota, and then you've got Taylor, Caldwell, Rockdale, and Madisonville, and none of them played good. during the regular season. And then all of a sudden, here we are in the playoffs. And Taylor beats the La Vega team that was heavily favored. And now Rockdale's up at the half big on Lorena, and Lorena was heavily favored. Come on, man.
You know what they say. That's why they play the games.
No, you had to go there, huh?
They say that. 41-6 is our halftime score here at Alamo Stadium in San Antonio. Second half about to kick off. We'll take a two-minute timeout. This is Thorndale Bulldog Playoff Football on the Ranch.
The Downtown Cafe in Thorndale will be open Thanksgiving Day. Join them from 11 to 4 with a Thanksgiving buffet of turkey and cornbread dressing, carved ham and roast beef, grilled salmon, and of course, cheese enchiladas and chicken fried steak with lots of fresh vegetables. And save room for delicious homemade pies for dessert and a chocolate fountain, too. All-you-can-eat buffet, $14.79, and children, $6.95. Call now to make your reservations for Thanksgiving at the Downtown Cafe, 512-898-4160.
Leroy and Charlene Olbrick would like to congratulate all of the Thorndale High School football players and coaching staff for a great district football season. The Olbricks are proud supporters of the Thorndale ISD athletics and academics programs. If you are a former student of Thorndale ISD, look for Charlene's newsletter each week under the ex-student tab on the Thorndale ISD webpage at thorndale.txed.net. Good luck, Bulldogs, in the playoffs. From Leroy and Charlene Olbrick.
Hand-built in Texas by Texans. Cowboy Reflections Mercantile prides themselves in being one of the only true manufacturers of rustic Western furniture and accessories for your home. They also carry mattresses and a huge variety of gift items, and they're right here in Central Texas. If you love handmade, quality rustic furniture, visit their showroom at 304 West Highway 79 in Thorndale, or find them on Facebook. Cowboy Reflections Mercantile welcomes custom orders, too. And they now offer layaway. Cowboy Reflections Mercantile. If you can dream it, they can build it.
Gaddy's Pizza and Taylor is all about fresh. Always fresh dough made every morning, not frozen. Fresh fixins, too. When you order online at gaddyspizza.com, your orders are ready in 15 minutes. Plus, their famous buffet is served hot and fresh every day from 11 till 9. And don't forget, they serve up fresh pizzas in Thorndale Monday and Thursday nights in the Gaddy Wagon. Gaddy's Pizza, 202 West Lake Drive in Taylor. Call 365-2222. Mike and Ann, Glenn, and the gang at Gaddy's say go Bulldogs.
Getting set for football here in the second half from Alamo Stadium in San Antonio. Rob Reed, Bill Whitmire, Dallas Reed back at the controls at the ranch. Dallas Reed picked the Bracket Tigers to win this game tonight.
We told him.
What?
I said we told him.
I think he's trying to make up ground in the prediction standings. But Thorndale all over the Bracket Tigers here in the first half, 41-6. And they cash in on turnovers.
Mistakes.
Two fumbles.
Mistakes.
Three interceptions. And the Bulldogs, meanwhile, held on to the football. No turnovers and very few penalties in that first half and lead it here 41-6.
And I tell you, as the two teams came in after the halftime and they're out here doing their warm-ups, you know, it's obvious if you didn't know what the score was, which team was ahead, because Thorndale's out here. They're still jazzed up. They're excited about warming up, and Brackett's out here going through the motions right at the moment. And you hope they can pick it up.
Make a game out of it.
Yeah.
Or make it at least not a complete rout, which the first half really was. I mean, the one touchdown for Brackett was kind of a
fluke,
freak play.
Yeah.
A tipped pass that they would actually turn into a 75-yard touchdown play.
And now if you're Brackett, you've got to stop Thorndale every time they have the ball, and then you've got to score every time. You're going to get about four or five possessions that you can probably count on. And you got to make every one of them count to have a chance.
So the Tigers will kick it off. Bulldogs will have the football first here in the second half. Brackett won the coin toss at the beginning of the night and elected to take the football. And here is a low line drive kick. It's picked up at the 17-yard line by Austin out across the 20. Now the 30 and the 40, 45, 50 before Colton Austin is dragged down out of bounds into Brackett territory. So once again, Thorndale will start on the Brackett side of the 50-yard line down at the 47-yard line.
42-yard kick and a 35-yard return. Doesn't do much for your net.
No.
He's about a net seven.
Does not. Riley Schaefer sends Mays out wide left. One man goes to the right side. Here's a handoff up the middle. Fighting down to the 45-yard line. Price Miller, one of those seniors that spent a lot of the year hurt. And he's back into the lineup tonight for the Bulldogs, and he picks up about 3 yards on that carry. Call it second down and about seven from the Brackett 44-yard line.
Yeah, Price did a good job there. He got hit at the line of scrimmage and push. Got about three, kept his feet going.
Mays and Austin go to the left. One man to the right side. Throw near side. This is Mays at the 45. Dinks down to about the 42 after making a couple of defenders miss. And it's going to be a third down play here for the Thorndale Bulldogs. 41-6. Thorndale leads it. Early third quarter. Mays and Austin go wide right. And now another man on the left side will shift. That is Gabriel Salinas. Actually, he's going to check out. And Halfley will check in for him. And he'll sprint wide left. Third down and five. Rolling to the right side, Schaefer throws wide open at the 30-yard line and caught is Colton Austin. That's going to be another first down for the Bulldogs. I mean, Colton Austin was as wide open as you get at the 30.
Out of all these receivers that we've seen tonight, Austin has this knack for just getting right inside the middle of his own coverage area and being wide open 5 yards from anybody.
Here's a handoff, and this is Miller. Banging his way down inside the 25, inside the 20, down to the 19-yard line, very close to another Thorndale first down. And we'll see, they may spot him a little bit short. First down marker down between the 20 and the 19. They're going to say he's short by about a yard as they spot the ball on the 20-yard line. Out of the gun, option play. Keeps it. This is Schaefer on the run. Left side, a good decision as he'll pick up the first down, down to about the 17-yard line on the keeper. Fifth play of the drive that started back on the Brackett 47-yard line. As the Dogs lead it big here, 41-6, and moving the ball here on their initial drive of the third quarter. One man wide left is Halfley, two men to the right side. And Schaefer's going to look right, throw right, end zone, ball caught, touchdown, flag down, and this is going to be another interference that will be declined. And guess who? Colton Austin on the other end of this one for what would be his third total touchdown of the night, second receiving grab for a score. He also had a touchdown run earlier in the night. And that is the call.
And Rob, I'll tell you, Austin made that break on the inside. Schaefer throws the ball to the outside. Austin made the correction to catch it. If Schaefer throws it on the inside, Austin's open another 5 yards from anybody else again.
Yes, sir. The PAT is good after the Austin touchdown grab, and Thorndale extends their lead. It is Bulldogs 48. Brackett 6, 9:19 to go, third quarter, 60-second timeout. Thorndale Bulldog football continues.
The Thorndale Athletic Booster Club is proud to be a sponsor of Thorndale Playoff Football here on the ranch. The Thorndale Boosters are proud of the Bulldogs both on and off the field. Thorndale Boosters have been there, backing the Bulldogs to 7 state championships in football, basketball, and baseball. The winning tradition continues in Thorndale, and the Boosters are there, cheering your success. Good luck from all of the members of the Thorndale Athletic Booster Club. Keep up with the Boosters at ThorndaleTXED.net.
The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company serves all of Milam and surrounding counties with quality ginning services and products, as well as seed. The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company also carries grease and oil products, as well as on- and off-road diesel and gas, and is an authorized Fuelman location site. The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company is located on U.S. Highway 79 in Thorndale. The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company, a proud supporter of Thorndale Bulldog Athletics and Academics.
After the score, the Bulldogs kick it off. It's returned up across the 35-yard line, and then a big blow as Saul Talamantes gets back banged down at around the, well, where are they going to spot this? About the 32-yard line.
Forty-yard kick. 13-yard return.
48-6, our new score is Thorndale went six plays, 47 yards, and ended on the touchdown throw to Colton Austin. And now here are the Brackett Tigers in a huge hit on the quarterback, Jonathan Quiros, who is just tattooed. Once again, Fabian Gomez making a big hit on a four-yard loss. Back to the 28-yard line.
Now, Troy Gomez playing linebacker went outside, and Quiros had to take it back inside and probably wishes he would have just gone ahead and taken it outside.
8:38 remaining in the third quarter, second down and 14 for the Tigers. And now Quiros scrambling again is going to throw it incomplete to the near side and was being chased for his life once again. From his own 29-yard line, it'll be third down and 14 for Brackett with 8:29 remaining here in the third quarter. 48-6, Thorndale leads it. And Brackett will send two men wide to the left side, two men wide right on third down and 14. Out of the pistol look, chased again. Quiros dropped the football, then picks it up, and they're going to knock him down at the 30-yard line. So all of that for about a yard on the run by Quiros, and it is going to be fourth down, and the Tigers are going to have to punt.
Man.
Yeah.
If he doesn't drop that ball, coming around the side where he came up the middle, splitting it out to that left side, if he doesn't drop that ball, he probably picks up 5 to 10 yards. But dropping that ball, he had to chase after it, check it out, and catch it back.
Well, he's lucky it bounced back up to him.
It took that AstroTurf bounce.
Fourth down, and the punt is a high end-over-end kick that will take a Tiger roll inside the 30-yard line down to about the 25 is where it will finally be down with 7:31 remaining in the third quarter. Thorndale gets the football right back. Bulldogs lead it big, 48-6. And the Bulldogs will start at their own 25-yard line here in the third. And again, the winner advances to face La Via next week in the 1A Division I playoffs. Two men wide left, one man to the right side from the 25-yard line. Here's Schaefer, hands it off to Darius Brooks, and he is hit right at the line of scrimmage, so no gain on the play by Brooks. Thorndale, the second-place finisher out of District 13, 1A Division I, finishing behind Weimer. Second down and 9, and Schaefer rolling right. Now throws it. That ball was picked off and then dropped by Brackett. That's been the kind of night it has been for the Brackett Tigers.
Yeah, he threw that ball. Austin didn't make the cut coming back to it. Schaefer was being chased. He threw the ball. Pinellas was standing right there. Had the ball, everything he needed for a pick six except the football. He left the ball there.
Might want to need that.
I think it hit both hands. That's probably the problem.
Third down and 9 from the Thorndale 26-yard line. Two-man wide right. Halfley, the lone receiver, to the near side. Bulldogs moving right to left here in the third quarter. And a play-action pass. Schaefer in trouble is hit as he throws it, and this ball is picked off. Down at the Tiger 40-yard line, returned up to near midfield, and that is Jonathan Quiros who picks off that pass in the secondary.
Well, I guess he's had one picked off, and it was his, and it was Schaefer that picked off Quiros' pass.
Correct.
So, you know, he's just returning the favor. It's nice when those quarterbacks could help each other out like
right,
that.
Right, exactly. You are correct. They will spot this ball at the bracket 49-yard line after the interception by Quiros with 6:48 remaining here in the third quarter. 48-6, Thorndale leads it. Tigers have it with twin receivers to both sides out of the pistol. And this is Quiros again with a throw to the left side. That ball is caught. And the forward progress will put it into Thorndale territory down at the Bulldog 48-yard line. And it is going to be second down. Pickup of about 3 yards there. Call it second down and 7 now as the Tigers move into Thorndale territory. Back to pass. And this is Stevenson, I believe, in at quarterback. And that ball is going to be caught for a first down at the Bulldog 35-yard line. Is that Stevenson?
No, that is
Quiros, who picks up the first down with the throw.
Quiros is looks like he's almost a whole foot shorter than Stevenson.
First and 10, and he is back to pass again. This time a screen out to the left side to Ortega. Has it at the 35, the 30, down inside the 25, and down to the 21-yard line for another bracket first down.
And this is what Brackett did in the first half, and with Stevenson in at quarterback, and it caught Thorndale off balance, not ready for it, and then they just kind of gave up on that.
5:47 to go, and here is a draw play, and the Tigers are going to pick up a couple down to the 20-yard line on that run by Ortega on the draw. 48-6 our score here in San Antonio. Thorndale leading Brackett. Second down and 8 now for the Tigers. Quiros back to pass again. Now scrambles up into the pocket and down he goes. As the Bulldog nose tackle once again, Fabian Gomez is there to greet him.
And right now, Thorndale is controlling the line of scrimmage with three down linemen and one linebacker playing quarterback spy, and they've got everybody else back there covering the receivers.
On third and 11, Quiros scrambles, and now he gets inside the 20 on a run up the middle, inside the 10, down inside the 5, and a first down run by Quiros, and there is a Tiger down back at the 28-yard line, but Quiros scrambling for his life, and he is plenty quick when he decides to run.
Well, he took that step, and it was just like a little jet went on.
Well, you wonder why you haven't seen that.
I'm telling you, that zone read, he's given it to Ortega just about every time, but you're right. Why hasn't he just kept that a couple of times?
He picks up the first down, so it's first and goal. By the way, Rockdale and Lorena, that's a 22-15 game now. Rockdale leads it in the third. Out of a three-back set, a little diamond formation on this play. And here is a hand up the middle that's no good. And a loose ball. Thorndale has recovered the fumble. Ball was loose at the 5, and it's recovered by the Bulldogs. Holy cow. That is turnover number 6 on the night.
Never got the snap cleanly. It was going to be had a big lineman playing fullback there, number 51, Daniel Falcon. And by the time Falcon got the line of scrimmage, Quiros just never got a handle on the ball. Good drive, get it down to the 2-yard line, and then Thorndale has another takeaway.
So the Bulldogs will start at their own 5-yard line here as Schaefer throws from the end zone. Has a man at the 35 and dropped the ball.
Boy, I tell you what.
Keon Mays was wide open at the 35.
He had beat his man by a good 7-8 yards. If he catches that, and the ball was thrown on in stride. All Mays had to do was make the catch, and that was six. A 95-yard pass.
Oh, boy.
Woo!
And Schaefer was hit as he threw that ball from the end zone. So, 4:20 remaining.
And the good news for Thorndale, Schaefer is a junior, and there's no leaving early to go to the NFL in high school football. So he'll be back next year.
Twin receivers for Schaefer to both sides of the field. Ball spotted between the hash marks at the Bulldog 5-yard line. Moving right to left here in the quarter. Schaefer back to pass out of the end zone again. Throws, has a man at the 10. And there's a big hit down there, but it is caught. And we'll set up a third down and about 5. Did not get the number of the receiver there.
Sean Biggin.
Biggin out there with that grab, about a 5-yard pickup. Call it third down and 5 now from the Bulldog 10-yard line. 3:40 remaining in the third quarter. And Brooks, the running back, stands to the left of Schaefer. Riley's going to roll to the near side. Throws over the middle. It's got a man at the 29-yard line. Caught.
And that Austin. Is Austin again.
Colton Austin, the sophomore. Speaking of good things coming back.
Yeah.
Austin, a sophomore. Brooks, a sophomore. And that's a big third down conversion on the throw by Schaefer. Spotted out at the Thorndale 30-yard line. Out of the shotgun, twin receivers both sides. Austin in motion on a jet sweep. He'll get it through a hole off right tackle. Out across the 35. And good yardage on the first down run of about 8 yards for Colton Austin.
I mean, I know we're just early in the playoffs here and stuff, but if you're a Thorndale Bulldog, you got to be happy about next year's returning team. Man.
Second down and 2. From the 37-yard line, and a handoff to Brooks, and Darius Brooks hit for a loss of about a yard on that play, and that will set up another third down play. Where the Bulldogs have been most effective tonight is on that sprint out by Riley Schaefer, and almost every time he does that, Colton Austin is wide open. I formation in the short yardage. Toss it to Brooks. Coming to the near side. He's not going to get there. As Darius Brooks actually hit for about a yard loss back at the 35-yard line. And the Bulldogs are going to have to punt. But eating up some serious clock here in the third quarter. As it brings up a fourth down. We'll go inside at 2 minutes to play in the third. As the Bulldogs will punt. And back deep to return the kick is Talamantes. It's a high kick. I think he might have shanked that off the side of his foot as it goes out of bounds around midfield. And so Brackett will have good starting field position.
And we've got a Bulldog down. Up, he's up. Down, but up.
1:40 remaining in the third quarter. And the ball will, the nose of the football will be spotted right on the 50-yard line. And that is where Brackett will take over. Brackett with one big play tonight, a 75-yard touchdown play. Other than that, they have moved the ball at times, but shot themselves in the foot.
Repeatedly.
Over and over.
Yeah, Brackett.
And again, they have really good field position to start this possession. as they start on the 50. Quiros with a long pass downfield. That ball is intercepted down at the 15. Back up across the 20, 25, 30, and finally brought down out across the 35 at the 37-yard line.
Colton Austin with the interception there.
Wow.
That's the kid's everywhere.
Yes, he really is. So the Bulldogs will get it right back here late in the third quarter as they start at their own 37-yard line with 1:26 remaining in the quarter. Out of the shotgun, Schaefer's going to throw near side, and that ball in and out of the hands of his intended receiver, Gabriel Salinas, and that'll bring up a second down for the Bulldog 37-yard line.
Rob, Schaefer right now is 14-29 tonight with one interception and four touchdowns, 181 yards. But out of those incompletions, I'm going to tell you, at least eight of those were just drop balls. I mean, he has hit his receivers. I'm really impressed with his accuracy.
Twins left, one man right out of the shotgun. Shaver's going to hand it off. This is Miller through a big hole out across the 40 up to about the 44-yard line on the run by Price Miller. Senior running back with a good gain, and it'll set up a manageable third down and about three from the Bulldog 44-yard line. Thorndale leading it 48-6 with under a minute to go in the third.
And having Price Miller out for part of the season with an injury, I think Coach Bremer has been able to do what he wanted to do tonight. Get him into the game, get him some play time.
He'll get the handoff again, and he is all caught up in that play back at the 41-yard line. That's a loss, and it sets up another fourth down play.
But you get him back in the game, you get him some playing time, you get him some confidence back under his feet again, and you give him a chance to get ready for the rest of the fourth season, as Coach calls it.
Right. Lino Garza, I'm sorry, that is Talamantes, back to return the punt. As Salinas will come on to do the kicking. And they will wait and let the quarter end before the punt attempt from Gabriel Salinas. So we go to the fourth quarter, and the Thorndale Bulldogs all over the Bracket Tigers tonight, 48-6 from San Antonio. 60-second timeout. This is Bulldog Playoff Football on the Ranch.
Volunteer firemen are proud to stand behind this year's Thorndale Bulldog football team. The firemen know a thing or two about dedication and working together. That's why they're proud to sponsor Thorndale Bulldog playoff football here on the ranch. The Thorndale Fire Department is an all-volunteer organization. Their members are dedicated to the community and spend countless hours day and night helping with emergencies and public service activities. Good luck, Bulldogs, from all the members of the Thorndale Fire Department.
It's the Christmas extravaganza sale at BS Tire Store in Thorndale. Beginning December 1st through the 24th, give yourself the gift of new tires. All tires, all sizes, all brands, all on sale. That's right, car, pickup, tractor, and ATV tires, all on sale. Stop by and visit with Richard, Harvey, and Dustin, and let them help with any questions you may have. BS Tire Store also offers a senior citizens discount. Don't miss the Christmas extravaganza tire sale at BS Tire Store on Highway 79 in Thorndale.
We get underway here in the fourth quarter, and an effective punt by Gabriel Salinas will put the ball down inside the bracket 20-yard line, down at the 19. And that is where the Tigers will take over, trailing 48-6.
Sorry. It's just a seven-possession game. You still got some time. You got a whole quarter yet. You just got to move quick, you know. Score quick, move quick, get the ball back quick. It's a quick game.
It is a quick game. Seven takeaways by the Thorndale defense tonight. Out of the pistol formation, this is Ortega running near side. He'll cross the 20 and out to about the 24-yard line on the carry by the sophomore David Ortega. And the Thorndale Bulldogs lead it, by the way, 48-6 here at Alamo Stadium in San Antonio. Rob Reed, Bill Whitmire.
Historical.
Historical Alamo Stadium. Out of the shotgun and the snap between Quiros's legs. He goes back to get it. Now eludes a man. Runs to the near side, out across the 25, across the 30, and he picks up a first down on a horrific snap by the center that went between his legs.
Went between his legs, 5 yards behind him. He picked up the ball, just started to run to the left, and the hole opened up back to the right side. He squeaks through that hole. And actually ran forward for about 17 yards. Only gets seven, but he got the 70.
And now out of the pistol, he wants to throw. Throws the ball deep. And I'm not sure that Riley Schaefer didn't tip that ball away. Intended for Cesar Castillo down around the 30-yard line. Pretty good coverage by Riley Schaefer. And I couldn't tell if Riley actually got a finger or a piece of his hand on that ball. Ball's incomplete, and it sets up a second down play.
And Brackett will take a timeout here. Well, with everything else Schaefer's done tonight, he might have just used Jedi mind trick to deflect that ball there.
Well, a timeout on the field, 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him. Thorndale Bulldog football continues in a moment.
Rockdale Federal Credit Union in Thorndale and Rockdale is proud of our Thorndale Bulldogs, Cameron Yeoman, Rockdale Tigers, and Buckholz Badgers, representing all of Milam County. From all of us at Rockdale Federal Credit Union, good luck and may God bless you in your travels during the playoffs. Go Bulldogs! And remember, our FCU's Skip a Pay Loan Special through January of 2013. Call or come by for the details. Our FCU's deposits are NCUA federally insured up to a minimum of $250,000 and is an equal housing lender.
Back to play. It'll be second down after the timeout by Brackett. Second down and 10, and now whistles and a flag. Tell you what, this has been a very cleanly played game. I don't know about the games you saw this year, Bill, but now they're going to wave that flag off. I don't know about the games you saw, but I saw heavily penalized games over the course of the season.
Yeah, it seemed like
a lot of them I thought were unmerited. Here we go. After this, well, now there are flags. As soon as we talk about the fact that there haven't been very many penalties tonight, a false start is flagged against the Tigers. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you and I, we get to see a lot of games in the Central Texas area, and you get to see the Austin chapter, you get to see the Central Texas chapter, and the Brazos Valley chapter of the TASO.
Second down, here's a jet sweep and a reverse pitch back the other way across the 30, 35, 40, and Talamantes will go down out at the 45-yard line on a nifty little play. We haven't seen that. We've seen the fake jet sweep a ton out of their formation. This time they hand it off on the jet sweep and then a pitch back coming back the other way on the reverse. It's good enough for a first down, and now it looks like maybe a cramp.
It's Colton Austin. What I was going to say was I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, seeing those three chapters – they each call everything a little bit different. Each chapter kind of concentrates on something. But I agree with you. This year, there was a ton of flags. And I'll tell you, the Brazos Valley chapter, apparently they really had some classes on holding. Because they may be the only officiating body I've seen in recent years in football that called holding as much as they did.
Well, I saw a lot of holds that weren't called. So,
well, yeah. I mean, the rule of thumb is you could call holding on just about any play. Brazos Valley tried to do that.
So the cramps worked out here. Well, got some more score updates in that Marion Aransas pass game. Marion now wins that leads that game 34-21. Hempstead is up on McGregor 34-7, and Lago Vista leading Edna 14-13. Out of the shotgun, Quiros back to pass, in trouble, scrambling to the near side, and now just tosses the ball out of bounds, and a flag is thrown. This is going to be intentional grounding called against Quiros, and Coach Richardson for Brackett is coming out saying, what do you mean? That ball was not thrown back as far as the line of scrimmage.
Now, Coach Richardson caught the ball, and he was 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
So the intentional grounding will be flagged back at the spot, which is the Brackett 35-yard line. So it will be second down and 20 on the grounding call. Quiros back to pass again. He's going to launch one deep, and another tip pass by Riley Schaefer down at the 30-yard line. He had Chris Cruz open. Schaefer closed coming across. He was the safety help on that play and played a nice center field, roaming over and knocking that ball away.
We've talked a lot about Riley Schaefer, but I tell you, the kid's got a nose for the ball. He's always within 5 yards of that ball.
Third down and 20 from the Brackett 35-yard line. And back to pass again as Quiros has Ortega at the 40, 45, 50, 45, down inside the 40, and now the ball pops out. Holy cow! The Thorndale Bulldogs will fall on it, and that is turnover number 8. Boy, I'll tell you what, Ortega had a big run for a first down, and all of a sudden that ball popped out from behind.
And there was nobody there except 4 or 5 white shirts following it up to take it over.
As the Bulldogs come up with it at their own 22-yard line. And now there are whistles here.
I think they're going to review the play.
Yeah, they're going to go upstairs to the video. 48-6. Thorndale leads it. We have a timeout on the field. We'll take one with them. 9:52 to go in the fourth quarter. This is Thorndale Bulldog playoff football on the ranch.
Carol's in Thorndale, a fun place to shop for antiques, gifts, balloons, and so much more. Carol's also carries home decor, as well as Christmas items. So if you're looking for that perfect gift for the antique collector on your list, or looking to decorate your home for the holidays, stop by Carol's, 411 East Highway 79 in Thorndale, or call 512-269-9876. And for your convenience, Carol's is now open more days of the week during the holidays.
Wolfel Automotive on Highway 79 in Thorndale is the place to go for all your automotive needs. They offer a full line of parts and supplies featuring AC Delco, as well as vehicle maintenance, service, and repair. Call 512-898-5383, 512-898-5383, and let Wolfel Automotive help you get your car or truck back out on the road. Wolfel Automotive is a proud supporter of the Thorndale Bulldogs.
Thorndale Bulldogs lead at 48-6, 9:34 to remain in the game as the Bulldogs have 8, count them, Bill, 8 takeaways.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
4 interceptions, 4 fumble recoveries. And now after running one play, the Bulldogs are going to take a timeout here to talk things over on 2nd down and 7 from their own 25-yard line. So the Bulldogs can start thinking about making their preparations for next week when they will take on La Via in the 1A Division I Region 4 area round. La Via was a district winner, and so they had the bye week. And, of course, next year there are no bye weeks, as the UIL has elected to add a 4th team to the postseason mix.
How do you feel about that?
I do not like it.
Yeah, right there with you.
I just don't like it.
I mean, golly, how many people are we gonna keep sticking
well,
in there?
In some of those districts, Bill, you're gonna go to the playoffs, and you don't even have to win a game.
That's right.
Out of the shotgun on second down from the 25-yard line, ball is tipped away, intended for Halfley at the 25-yard line, and it comes up incomplete. It'll be third down and seven.
And that's one of those pass plays that we've seen tonight. Like I said, if Schaefer's got 16 incompletions tonight, and probably 8 or 9 of those are just balls that just have not been caught. He could easily be over 300 yards tonight.
9:17 remaining in regulation. Bulldogs up 48-6. Riley Schaefer, and now movement on that offensive line as the right tackle shifted just a little bit. And that will be 5 yards marked off against the Bulldogs.
That's their second false start penalty tonight, but that's only their second penalty tonight, you know. Okay.
Third down and 12 from the Bulldog 20-yard line. Schaefer back to pass. Screen play. This one's Miller at the 18-yard line. Price Miller is breaking tackles and battling. He shed three defenders, and then he ran into four more at about the 18-yard line. So it's fourth down, and the Bulldogs will have to punt here.
Yeah, the Bracken did a good job of defending that. Of course, when you've seen it two or three times already over the course of the night, you start to pick up those things.
Yeah. So Salinas will punt. Talamante to receive it, and this one is blocked and recovered down inside the 10 at the 9-yard line by the Bracket Tigers. So with 8:25, a change in possession here as Bracket will start down at the 9-yard line of the Bulldogs with 8:25 remaining in regulation.
That was big Chris Lawrence for Bracket that came around the corner. Not Chris Lawrence, I apologize. Damian Villarreal, who came around the corner. Nobody even picked him up. He just came right through, unblocked.
First and goal, and the snap is fumbled. Scramble for it. Thorndale may have this one, too. They're going to say that Brackett did recover it. So it's a loss of a couple back at the 11-yard line. There it will be second and goal for the Brackett Tigers. Out of the three-back set, or taking the deep back, he'll get the handoff, run left side, breaks the tackle inside the 5, into the end zone for a touchdown run for the Tigers. So Ortega with his first touchdown of the night. An 11-yard run to cut the score to 48-12. 7:47 remaining in the fourth quarter. Thorndale ran off 34 unanswered points to start the game. Going for 2. And this is a rollout pass by Cueros, who throws it into the end zone. And the ball is caught by Jonathan Pinales for the 2-point conversion. It is good. And it's 48-14. 7:47 to go in the game. 60-second timeout. This is Thorndale Playoff Football on the Ranch.
Volunteer firemen are proud to stand behind this year's Thorndale Bulldog football team. The firemen know a thing or two about dedication and working together. That's why they're proud to sponsor Thorndale Bulldog playoff football here on the ranch. The Thorndale Fire Department is an all-volunteer organization. Their members are dedicated to the community and spend countless hours day and night helping with emergencies and public service activities. Good luck, Bulldogs, from all the members of the Thorndale Fire Department.
At Apache Pass in downtown Texas, the Ice House is open Thursday through Sunday, serving up good old cooking and great times. There's always something cooking at Apache Pass. Check their event page at ApachePass.com. Apache Pass Ice House is not fast food. They're a pull-up-a-chair, sit-down, and get-ready-to-love what you're about to eat kind of place. A we're-gonna-have-fun place. Apache Pass and Apache Pass Ice House, just 5 miles northeast of Thorndale on FM 908. ApachePass.com. And find them on Facebook, too.
7:47 remaining in regulation. The Thorndale lead has been cut to 48-14 with just under 8 minutes to play here in regulation. Alamo Stadium in San Antonio. Rob Reed along with Buffalo Bill Whitmire as the Bracket Tigers get set to kick off, and it looks like the Bulldogs anticipating something funny on this kickoff.
Well, it's just a five-possession game now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you got to look for that onside kick.
Weird stuff happens in the playoffs, though.
And this is going to get them a flag right here. Get them a flag.
Well, it's not going to. Yeah,
they did draw the flag.
They had one man back beyond 5 yards.
Well, they only had three men on the other side of the kicker, and you got to have four guys on both sides, so they'll get a procedure call there. And it looks like Coach Brevard's going to make him kick it again.
Well, the ball was caught on the kickoff by Keon Mays down at around the 33-yard line where he took a knee.
Oh, he's not. He's going to let him.
He's
going to
take the ball right there. So the Bulldogs will take over with 7:45 remaining. And a 48-14 lead as they start this possession from their own 39-yard line. Out of the gun, Schaefer, a play-action play, and then a sprint out to the left side, and that goes backwards. I want to tuck that play away.
Yeah. Save that one for the never game.
Well, you don't want to throw it away just because it didn't work, but you might want to work on that one a little more. Big loss of about 6 back to the 33-yard line, second down and 16. And here is Austin on a run play around the right end, out across the 35, and it got about that 6 yards back that were lost on the first down play, as Colton Austin is pushed out of bounds there.
And I tell you, Rob, I think this is the point of the game where you start looking at getting some of those guys out of there. You know, you got a game coming up against LaVia next week now. You got to get the Austins out of there, the Schaefers out of there. And Jake Miller will come in at quarterback now for Thorndale, as a matter of fact.
Two men wide left, one to the right side. Austin in the backfield as well as Darius Brooks out of that shotgun look. Here's a quick toss play out to Austin, who dropped it, and it bounced right back up to him. But he goes down back at the 35-yard line, and the Bulldogs will have to punt. Not the best-looking possession that time by Thorndale.
Well, I think they were trying to run a pitch out to that left side, but you got a new quarterback in. It's the first time he's called a play all night, and snap looked like it came a little early. Everybody was a little surprised by it.
There is a punt. They get this one away, and this one is going to be fielded at the 34-yard line, and down goes Terramonte as he is hit by Halfley. So 5:47 remaining in the ball game as Brackett will take over at their own 38-yard line. Coming up after football, Stanley Lynn Autoplex Friday night finals up until midnight tonight. First round playoff scores with Dallas and Brett. Out of the shotgun. Here is another interception almost. That ball is dropped. And Jake Miller had that one in his mitts. jumped up to get it, grabbed the ball, but on his way back down, he dropped it.
Yeah, he'll be thinking about that the whole bus ride home now. The team will win big, and that's what Jake Miller will be thinking about on his way home.
That would have been the fifth interception of the night by the Bulldogs, all by different players.
Ooh, yeah.
Here is Queros on a screen play that is muffed, and now he's going to throw it downfield and out of bounds and incomplete. And that will bring up a third down for the Bracket Tigers.
And those are, you know, the Queros, who is a senior, but that's where Ortega's downfield, and Ortega needs to come back towards Queros, and he didn't do it, and that's where you got a sophomore running back that doesn't have that experience yet. And
third down and 10, and back to pass is Queros coming on a screen. This ball is caught by Ortega at the 31. Runs right across the 35 and the 40, and he's banged out of bounds before he could get to that first down marker. And it's going to be fourth down for Brackett as he was knocked out of bounds, which will stop the clock with 5:47 remaining in the game.
He ran into the big Troy Gomez there for Thorndale, and I tell you, Gomez did a great job of pushing him back right there because he could have easily got that first down.
Here's a fourth down play. It's a run to Ortega around the right side, and down he goes. Bulldog defense holding them on a fourth down run. Turnover on downs, and the Bulldogs have it right back with 5:03 remaining in the ballgame.
Rob, this Thorndale offense tonight's been pretty balanced. 52% pass tonight, 48% run. For a high school team, that's a pretty good balance. Most high school teams you see will be 60 to 70% run, especially at the 2A and below level. And they've done a really nice job of keeping it balanced, keeping Brackett off balance on what they're going to do on defense.
So the Bulldogs undoubtedly will try to eat a little bit of clock here on this possession. As the clock shows 4:27 remaining in the fourth quarter. 48-14, Thorndale leads it. And there's going to be a penalty here.
Illegal substitution against the Bulldogs. Had a little bit of, you know, you've got some second stringers coming in now and just a little bit of uncertainty of who's supposed to be on the field, who's not. And
first down and 15. And this is a handoff to the right side. This is Miller coming to the 40, down to the 35. The 30 breaks down the sideline inside the 10, and he's hit out of bounds, fumbles the ball out of bounds, but he is down inside the 10 at the 6-yard line on the run. It'll be first and goal for the Bulldogs.
32-yard run on that. He cut that outside, and really nice job of turning the corner. Taking it downfield. He may have caught a break there, though, at the end.
As the Bulldogs get another handoff to Price Miller, and he bangs his way down to about the 1-yard line on that play.
Yeah, at the end of that last run, Miller, the ball, he tried to stay in bounds, and he dropped the ball, and it actually looked like it went out of bounds just past the orange pylon for the end zone, which would have made it a touchback, but the ref said he stepped out at about the 5, so he kind of cut a break on that one.
Timeout on the field. We'll take one with him. 3:59 remaining in the ball game, and Thorndale leads it 48-14.
Kirk Becker of Double B Mowing Services wants to take care of the yard work so you can spend your time doing other things. Call Double B Mowing any time of the year at 512-430-0991. That's 512-430-0991. And Double B Mowing Services is backing the Thorndale Bulldogs as they mow down the competition and the football playoffs. Call Kirk at Double B Mowing Services at 512-430-0991.
Leroy and Charlene Olbrich would like to congratulate all of the Thorndale High School football players and coaching staff for a great district football season. The Olbrichs are proud supporters of the Thorndale ISD athletics and academics programs. If you are a former student of Thorndale ISD, look for Charlene's newsletter each week under the Ex-Student tab on the Thorndale ISD webpage at thorndale.txed.net. Good luck, Bulldogs, in the playoffs from Leroy and Charlene Olbrich.
Texas by Texans.
Back to play. Price Miller with a handoff on a second down and goal play. And he stopped short of the goal line, so it's going to be third down and goal. Another 2A Division I score to pass along. McGregor is done. Hempstead has beaten them tonight 47-14. Here is Jake Miller keeping it on a quarterback runoff right tackle, and he will squirt into the end zone, and the Bulldogs break the 50-point mark here tonight with Jake Miller's touchdown run, which will run the score to 54-14 with 3:27 remaining in the game.
Well, he just got tired of handing the ball off to Price and figured, I'm going to keep this.
And he did.
And he did.
Extra point on the way here. And Austin hits that one wide left. So the PAT fails with 3:27 remaining in regulation. It is now Thorndale 54, bracket 14. This is Thorndale playoff football on the ranch.
Will be open Thanksgiving Day. Join them from 11 to 4 with a Thanksgiving buffet of turkey and cornbread dressing, carved ham and roast beef, grilled salmon, and of course cheese enchiladas and chicken fried steak with lots of fresh vegetables. And save room for delicious homemade pies for dessert and a chocolate fountain too. All you can eat buffet, $14.79, and children $6.95. Call now to make your reservations for Thanksgiving at the Downtown Cafe, 512-898-4116.
The Thorndale Athletic Booster Club is proud to be a sponsor of Thorndale playoff football here on the ranch. The Thorndale Boosters are proud of the Bulldogs both on and off the field. Thorndale Boosters have been there backing the Bulldogs to seven state championships in football, basketball, and baseball. The winning tradition continues in Thorndale, and the Boosters are there, cheering your success. Good luck from all of the members of the Thorndale Athletic Booster Club. Keep up with the Boosters at ThorndaleTXED.net.
.327 remaining in regulation here from San Antonio. Thorndale ups their lead to 54-14 on the two-yard run by Jake Miller as the Bulldogs get ready to kick it off. And here is a kick from Salinas. And this is a squib kick that will be falling on at about the 35-yard line. For Yeoman fans, keeping an eye on that Aransas Pass game with Mary. Aransas Pass has just scored to make it 34-28 with a minute 48 to go. An onside kick recovered by Marion. So Marion in good shape with under 2 minutes to go down in Beeville. And here, it has been all Thorndale Bulldogs.
We've had a good night in Alamo City, in the historic Alamo Stadium.
3:25 remaining in regulation here as the Tigers of Brackett started their own 35-yard line, and this is a flea flicker back to Quiros, and he's in trouble, being chased, and he'll get this ball off, but big-time pressure from 74, who I do not have on my roster.
No, he's not.
But he was all over Quiros.
And he looks like he's about 6'15" or something. Yeah. He is tall.
He is a big guy out there on that right end.
And Quiros is about 5'0".
Second down and 10. From the 35, back to pass again. He'll throw near side. Ortega's got it. 30, 35, 40 up the near sideline. Across the 50 and banged down inside the Thorndale 45-yard line. Tell you what, Ortega has worked hard tonight. This kid, a sophomore, he's going to make some noise for the Bracket Tigers.
Well, Ortega has 4 catches tonight for 74 yards, and he also has 20 carries for 77 yards. So, you know, 151 yards total offense and a touchdown. That's not bad.
Back to pass again. Quiros is going to throw. That ball caught at the 30, down to the 20. Breaks a tackle inside the 15, still on his feet at the 10, and will run out of bounds.
That was Castillo, and we talked about, you and I, before the pregame show, that Castillo and Rivas were going to be, if they can make good use of those kids at the wide receiver position, and neither one of them made much noise tonight, but that was a pretty impressive catch and run by Castillo.
So it is first and 10 down at the Thorndale 11 out of the pistol. Quiros has to drop down and pick this one up again. The snap on the ground caught by Ortega, who will break a tackle at the 1. And no, that's not Ortega.
That's Rivas.
That is Rivas, who gets into the end zone for the touchdown.
And now it's just it's back to a 5-possession game now. It's not too late.
The extra point, another 2-point try. And here's a lob into the end zone, and Ortega catches this. And the 2-point conversion is good. That makes it 54-22 with 2:14 remaining in the game. Timeout. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. 54-22, our new score. Thorndale leads it.
The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company serves all of Milam and surrounding counties with quality ginning services and products, as well as seed. The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company also carries grease and oil products, as well as on- and off-road diesel and gas, and is an authorized Fuelman location site. The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company is located on U.S. Highway 79 in Thorndale. The Thorndale Cooperative Gin Company, a proud supporter of Thorndale Bulldog athletics and academics.
Gaddy's Pizza in Taylor is all about fresh. Always fresh dough made every morning, not frozen. Fresh fixins, too. When you order online at gaddyspizza.com, your orders are ready in 15 minutes. Plus, their famous buffet is served hot and fresh every day from 11 till 9. And don't forget, they serve up fresh pizzas in Thorndale Monday and Thursday nights in the Gaddy Wagon. Gaddy's Pizza, 202 West Lake Drive in Taylor. Call 365-2222. Mike and Ann, Glenn, and the gang at Gaddy's say go Bulldogs.
...65-yard drive for the Bracket Tigers as they score to make it a 54-22 game as Rivas with the catch, onside kick try, and there are flags everywhere.
Yeah, that was touched.
Like the Tigers touched it before it went 10 yards, and Thorndale recovered it anyway. Rockdale and Lorena tonight in Killeen. Lorena has taken the first lead of the night, as they have gone up 29-22 with 5:30 left in that 3A game. So Thorndale will have the football, and they will start somewhere around midfield when they officially spot the ball here. And they're going to end up spotting it at the Thorndale 49-yard line.
It should be a 5-yard penalty on that. No. No. That's a 15-yard penalty. Whew.
So they'll spot it at the Bracket 36 after the penalty with 2:14 to go in the ball game. And Miller at quarterback. Hands it off to Miller at running back. This is Bryce Miller running right side. And he's going to go out of bounds. And he's hit there at the 34.
It's going to pick up about 2 yards and stop the clock.
Yeah, it stops the clock with 2:05 remaining in regulation here. As now Salinas will check in at tight end. Brooks, the running back, as Jake Miller is at quarterback. And he'll hand it off to Brooks. A little trouble on the snap as that one was juggled by Jake. And he hands it off to Brooks, who is hit rather rudely at the line of scrimmage. And it'll be third down.
Yeah, you know, Jake Miller's in there, backup quarterback. You have a backup snapper in there, too. And
yeah, lots of that stuff going on right now.
A lot of these guys, you know, for these younger Bulldogs, this is their first postseason experience with the Bulldogs not having been to the postseason in 3 years. And it's a little nerve-wracking when you're an underclassman, you know.
Third down and 9 from the Brackett 35-yard line. Clock down at 1:15 as he'll hand it off to Price Miller, who is hit at the line of scrimmage for no gain. It'll be fourth down. As the clock will continue to run here, they have not started the play clock yet. Now they will, with 55 seconds remaining. And the Bulldogs are going to keep it here on fourth down and 9 from the 36-yard line. As they run the play clock down to 6:05, milking every second off the play clock. And Jake Miller's going to run the right side down inside the 30. And he's knocked out of bounds at the 25. But guess what? He picks up a Thorndale first down. So they'll have to take one more snap.
Yeah, just kneel this ball down. I do believe Brackett's out of timeouts, but 5-possession game with 28 seconds left.
I think you can call it.
Yeah.
54-22 will be the final here tonight from San Antonio. As Price Miller will take the snap, take a knee, and that will be it. Thorndale will not have to take another snap as they will win this bi-district matchup and advance to face LaVia next week in the area round of the 1A Division I Region 4 playoffs. A resounding 54-22 win tonight here at Alamo Stadium in San Antonio. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back and wrap things up here on our post-game show from San Antonio. The final score again, Thorndale 54, Brackett 22. We're back in 2 minutes.
Automotive on Highway 79 in Thorndale is the place to go for all your automotive needs. They offer a full line of parts and supplies featuring AC Delco as well as vehicle maintenance, service, and repair. Call 512-898-5383, 512-898-5383, and let Wolfville Automotive help you get your car or truck back out on the road. Wolfville Automotive is a proud supporter of the Thorndale Bulldogs.
Carol's in Thorndale, a fun place to shop for antiques, gifts, balloons, and so much more. Carol's also carries home decor, as well as Christmas items. So if you're looking for that perfect gift for the antique collector on your list, or looking to decorate your home for the holidays, stop by Carol's, 411 East Highway 79 in Thorndale, or call 512-269-9876. And for your convenience, Carol's is now open more days of the week during the holidays.
Kirk Becker of Double B Mowing Services wants to take care of the yard work so you can spend your time doing other things. Call Double B Mowing any time of the year at 512-430-0991. That's 512-430-0991. And Double B Mowing Services is backing the Thorndale Bulldogs as they mow down the competition and the football playoffs. Call Kirk at Double B Mowing Services at 512-430-0991.
At Apache Pass in downtown Texas, the Ice House is open Thursday through Sunday, serving up good old cooking and great times. There's always something cooking at Apache Pass. Check their event page at ApachePass.com. Apache Pass Ice House is not fast food. They're a pull up a chair, sit down, and get ready to love what you're about to eat kind of place. A we're gonna have fun place. Apache Pass and Apache Pass Ice House, just 5 miles northeast of Thorndale on FM 908. ApachePass.com. And find them on Facebook, too.
Final score tonight from San Antonio. Thorndale Bulldogs will win their game with the Bracket Tigers by a final of 54-22 and advance to the area round where they will face La Vea in the next round of the 1A Division I playoffs. And that game a little further south even than San Antonio. Expected to be maybe Beeville or possibly Victoria. I'm sure they'll be... Thorndale officials will meet with La Vea. They had a bye week, so they're obviously here tonight.
Their whole staff
is here. Watching that, watching this and watching this performance by the Thorndale Bulldogs, and all you can say is, wow, 8 takeaways, 4 fumble recoveries, 4 interceptions, and they cashed in on almost every opportunity they had as the Bulldogs cruise to a big win tonight. Here in San Antonio, they're celebrating, holding up one of those gold footballs you get to take home with you after the bi-district round. Let's take a look at the final numbers here, Bill.
Final numbers for this one, obviously Thorndale 54, Bracket 22. They got a couple, but the stats are really not too far off, Rob, surprisingly. Bracket had 2 or 3 drives that were really long drives. They just couldn't cash in, coughed it up. For Bracket, 9 first downs. For Thorndale, only 10. Rushing yards is where Thorndale really made a big difference. They had Thorndale had 38 carries. Bracket had 35. However, Thorndale had 160 yards on those 38 carries, where Bracket was only able to get 79. Thorndale defense did a great job of shutting down David Ortega tonight, who for Bracket has been one of their cogs in their offense, and it's one of the keys that we talked about earlier tonight. Pass-wise, Thorndale went 15 for 31 with 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, 178 yards, while Bracket was 13 for 29 with 250 yards, 2 touchdowns. However, 4 big interceptions really cost them on that side of the ball. Turnovers, we talked about that. Thorndale had 1 interception. Bracket had 4 interceptions and gave away the ball 4 times on fumbles. And penalties absolutely killed Bracket, as Thorndale only had 3 penalties, false starts and 1 procedure call for 15 yards, while Bracket had 8 penalties for 63 yards, and 2 of those were big, big, big penalties. And they had 2 penalties that were declined by Thorndale that would have cost Bracket first downs had they been able to convert on those 4th down attempts.
Well, our final again tonight, 54-22 is the final. Let's take another 2-minute timeout, and we'll come back and recap. The second half ended. It was Thorndale jumping out to a big lead. We'll recap all of that for you in 2 minutes when our post-game coverage continues from San Antonio. Here, this is Thorndale Playoff Football on the Ranch.
Rockdale Federal Credit Union in Thorndale and Rockdale is proud of our Thorndale Bulldogs, Cameron Yeoman, Rockdale Tigers, and Buckholz Badgers, representing all of Milam County. From all of us at Rockdale Federal Credit Union, good luck and may God bless you in your travels during the playoffs. Go Bulldogs! And remember, our RFCU's skip a pay loan special through January of 2013. Call or come by for the details. Our RFCU's deposits are NCUA federally insured up to a minimum of $250,000 and is an equal housing lender.
The Downtown Cafe in Thorndale will be open Thanksgiving Day. Join them from 11 to 4 with a Thanksgiving buffet of turkey and cornbread dressing, carved ham and roast beef, grilled salmon, and of course cheese enchiladas and chicken fried steak with lots of fresh vegetables. And save room for delicious homemade pies for dessert and a chocolate fountain too. All you can eat buffet, $14.79 and children, $6.95. Call now to make your reservations for Thanksgiving at the Downtown Cafe, 512-898-4116.
Leroy and Charlene Olbrich would like to congratulate all of the Thorndale High School football players and coaching staff for a great district football season. The Olbrichs are proud supporters of the Thorndale ISD athletics and academics programs. If you are a former student of Thorndale ISD, look for Charlene's newsletter each week under the Ex-Student tab on the Thorndale ISD webpage at thorndale.txed.net. Good luck, Bulldogs, in the playoffs. From Leroy and Charlene Olbrich.
Handbuilt in Texas by Texans. Cowboy Reflections Mercantile prides themselves in being one of the only true manufacturers of rustic Western furniture and accessories for your home. They also carry mattresses and a huge variety of gift items, and they're right here in Central Texas. If you love handmade, quality rustic furniture, visit their showroom at 304 West Highway 79 in Thorndale, or find them on Facebook. Cowboy Reflections Mercantile welcomes custom orders too. And they now offer layaway. Cowboy Reflections Mercantile. If you can dream it, they can build it.
Postgame wrap-up from Alamo Stadium in San Antonio. Rob Reed, Bill Whitmire, our final tonight. The Thorndale Bulldogs advance to the area round of the 1A Division I playoffs. A 54-22 win tonight over the Brackett Tigers. They led it 41-6 at the half. And really, Thorndale jumped out to a quick 21-0 lead by the end of the first quarter. That turned into 34-0 before Brackett ever got on the board. And all of the mistakes, they turned the ball over eight times tonight. Four interceptions by that Bulldog defense. Four fumbles recovered as well. And the Bulldogs came out with that 41-6 lead in the third quarter. And they just kind of set the tone made it known that they were not going to be denied in this one, as they would take the opening drive, 47 yards on six plays, 18-yard touchdown pass. Second time tonight that Riley Schaefer hooked up with Colton Austin. This time it was from 18 yards out, and Thorndale would extend their lead to 8-6. The only interception of the night thrown by Schaefer happened early in the third quarter after forcing Brackett to punt. The Bulldogs would take over at their own 25-yard line three plays later, and the ball is intercepted by Jonathan Quiros, who was also the Brackett quarterback that we saw for most of the night. But Brackett would fumble the ball right back about seven plays later, and the Bulldogs would recover that, although most of the time tonight when Thorndale got a takeaway, they punched it into a score. They did not on this one. However, after a punt, they would get another interception as Colton Austin picked off Quiros, and the two teams would trade fumbles back and forth, and then a blocked punt would set up the next Brackett score of the night. That came in the fourth quarter as the punt was blocked by Villarreal. Two plays later, Ortega scores on an 11-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion is good, 48-14. Thorndale would punt on their next possession. And the Bulldog defense then stood tall, though, and forced a turnover on downs. Bulldogs score again. Jake Miller with 3:27 to go, a two-yard touchdown run to make it 54-14. Brackett would get one more score on the night. But obviously, this game way out of hand at that point, as the Bulldogs go on to win this one by a final tonight of 54-22. And once again, we'd like to take time to thank all of the Thorndale and Taylor area sponsors that made the broadcast possible tonight, and talking to some of the Thorndale folks here tonight as well. You know, if the Bulldogs play on a Saturday next week with Thanksgiving week, sure we'll be able to broadcast that game once again. Of course, we had availability tonight with Cameron having the bye week, and we'll be in playoff action next week with that one. So we'll keep you posted. But once again, we want to thank Kirk Becker and David Hall and all of the folks in Thorndale that helped us facilitate the broadcast and get it on the air tonight from San Antonio. Once again, lots of fun watching the Bulldogs roll big tonight over the Brackett Tigers.
In historic
Alamo Stadium. That's going to wrap up our coverage here tonight. 54-22 again, the final. Thorndale advancing to the area round of the 1A Division I Region 4 playoffs. 54-22 again, the final. Dallas Reed back at the Ranch Studios. Fine job as always. For Buffalo Bill Whitmire, I'm Rob Reed. Our final again, 54-22. That will wrap things up. Remember, stay tuned after our broadcast here from San Antonio. Dallas Reed, Brett Eberhardt with Friday Night Finals, powered by Stanley Lynn Autoplex. Join Bill and I tomorrow morning, bright and early, at 7:45 back at the ranch.
What?
For Saturday morning scoreboard. You'll get a wake-up call. Final score again tonight, 54-22. For Buffalo Bill and Dallas back at the ranch, I'm Rob Reed. Thanks for listening. Have a good night, and God bless.